It's covering backs, as it always is. Julian Bray, I just wanted to get to the bottom of those things. After these travel websites looked at this, he's an aviation expert. Darn, it does all make sense. How irritating is that, eh? Thank you so much indeed for joining us, Julian Bray. Delighted to be joined now. And there's not many women who do say that.
That's true, actually. That's true.
By John Holmes, who's in the studio. Tell us what's going on.
Did you get to the bottom of the one about having to have the window blinds up or down?
Well, I did read up on this, actually. We skated over this on the show, but apparently it's about being able to see if things are on fire outside.
Right. I assumed it was, because rescuers need to look in and see where the bodies are or something when it crashed.
Well, there's a lot. Apparently, the whole, can I move seats? No, not until after we've taken off.
Yeah.
That is because they basically want people to be where they're supposed to be.
The crash position is to keep your limbs together, should one come off.
It's nice, isn't it? And again, John Holmes' show full of fun facts, just like that.
All right.
What's happening on your show? You've got roughly less than 10 seconds.
Okay, well, there's two comedians coming in. Nick Helms coming in.
Oh, thank God, there are funny people on your show for a change.
That's fair, actually, yeah. Yeah. And it's Blue Monday, isn't it? So, you know, New Order will get some PRS money from us as we play their song.
Excellent, that's the way to do it. This is
Keep
Talk
them
Radio.
Happy anyway.
Absolutely. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. John Holmes with you all through the afternoon from 1 till 4. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got 3x2-inch CLS timber for only £1.80 for a 2.4-metre length. Now that's a real deal. Yay! See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell and Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Donald Trump, controversial in 140 characters. In the Times today, we're giving him pages. Read the very first UK interview with the president-elect. We get under the skin of Trump's plans for America and root out his views on both British and global politics. Don't miss it. Only in the Times today.
Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again?
No.
You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected home care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For home care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, we are now into the afternoon. In fact, we're an hour into the afternoon. Let's make it an hour, 1 minute and 45 seconds into the afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Look, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump wants trade deal, Tunisia terror inquest start, and Lord Sugar has a heart op.
Talk Radio.
Conservative MP Michael Gove has told Talk Radio there's a dark side to Donald Trump's character. He's the first British journalist to interview the Republican since he was elected US president. Mr. Trump says he wants to get a trade deal done quickly with the UK after Brexit. The Leave campaigner says that is important.
You don't have to like him, and in many, many cases people will have very understandable, well-founded and reasonable cause to be very wary of him. But let's do business. And I think a good relationship between the President of the United States, whoever he or she may be, and the Prime Minister of Britain is a good thing.
Former football coach Barry Bennell has denied 8 child sex offences. It's claimed the abuse happened in the early 1980s. The 63-year-old has been remanded into custody. Sinn Féin has formally declined to nominate a Deputy First Minister for Northern Ireland following the resignation of Martin McGuinness. He stepped down last week over a botched renewable energy scheme. It means the power-sharing executive at Stormont will officially collapse at 5pm, triggering a snap election. The outgoing First Minister, Arlene Foster, says Sinn Féin has an ulterior motive.
They did not like the election result last May, and therefore they're looking to have another go at the election. They have forced an election that risks Northern Ireland's future and its stability and suits nobody apart from themselves.
An inquest has had Tunisian police deliberately delayed getting to the scene of a terror attack that killed 38 tourists. 30 British people were among the victims of a gunman who opened fire on a beach in the resort of Sousse in summer 2015. A third prisoner has been charged following last month's riot at HMP Birmingham, which led to hundreds of inmates being transferred. 32-year-old Carl Brooks is due before magistrates tomorrow. And Lord Sugar has had a minor heart procedure done in the United States. The businessman's publicist says he's in perfect health after having an angiogram 4 weeks ago.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She got the weather. By the way, someone, Lino, has just tweeted Victoria Bourne.
Oh.
And said, you just slightly misheard your headlines. You know the headlines you do before you do the main stories?
So the teasers, yeah.
Yeah, the teasers, if you like. The teasers, yes. Could you read us the teasers again, please, just so Lino isn't as confused?
Number one, Trump wants trade deal.
Yes.
Number two, Tunisia terror inquest starts.
Yes.
And number three, Lord Sugar has heart op.
That's what he misheard.
What did he think I said?
Well, not heart op, anyway.
Did he think that?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you see now? Lord Sugar has a... That's what he thought.
I was just listening in the room and I heard the exact same thing.
Just clarifying.
I'm really
it.
Sorry, but if that was true, I wouldn't be running it in my news.
Not a third story, anyway. Quick verb to number one.
Funny.
Okay.
I will not use that tease again.
Okay. Oh, I think you should. I think tease is an inappropriate word to use now as well.
It's appropriate. Victoria, that's what he thought.
Victoria's tease has given Lord Sugar a heart op. Let's That's tickled you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's
I haven't done the weather.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say let's do the weather.
Okay, I can.
Let's do the weather.
Mostly cloudy with some rain and drizzle, highs of 11 degrees.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. That wasn't really worth waiting for.
Sorry if that was a letdown, John.
Yeah, tell it to Lord Sugar.
Yeah.
Right, here's Ben. Thanks, Victoria. Here's Ben now with the pre-recorded... It's not Ben. It's not Ben. Martin Shaken. Who is it?
Moose.
Moose?
Because...
Yeah.
Ben hasn't filed his sport.
Ben hasn't put the sport in, all right. Ben's pre-recorded sport that he pre-records hasn't been pre-recorded by Ben, who pre-records it.
Yeah.
So instead, it's Moose, who does the sport in the mornings here on Talk
it's
Radio.
It's the midday version
and
of
so
sport.
It's the midday, so the sport is an hour out of date now.
Unless you want me to read Ben's out, and I can try and read it off the
well,
screen.
He's out the office as well now, so he's just sitting there in the office doing nothing. Well,
do you want me to? I could read it.
Get him in. Why don't we go and fetch Ben, if he's sitting there?
Is he in the office? Yeah, let's make him do it live!
Fetch Fletch.
I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, he's got one thing to do. He's got one job,
yeah,
and it's to read the news, sport news, at Cornelius has gone out to see if he can find Ben now, who's out there in the office seemingly doing nothing, which prompts me to wonder why he bothers doing the pre-recording the first
time. Sometimes he forgets to put it in.
Well, back to Lord Sugar again there, I think.
Is he here?
Yeah.
He's just explaining to Marta where it is.
Yeah, I was trying to do that.
Is he coming in here? I mean, you know, I don't want to...
This is a waste of time, Ben.
Waste the time
of the... Ben Fletcher. Or I could just read it. Or you could do it.
Time of the listener or anything. But,
look, there he is.
Ben
Fletcher. Behind the screen.
Right.
Hey, yeah. Ben.
Is it there now?
Yeah, but I think you should do it live.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Ben.
How you doing?
No,
okay?
I can find your sport, Ben. I don't know why that was.
I'm going to do you want it now?
Yeah, yes. Live. Live.
You ready?
Let's live
sport. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Ham co-owner David Gold says scrapping the January transfer window would prevent players like Dimitri Payet from becoming unsettled. The Hammers are adamant they won't sell French international Payet, despite the fact he's refusing to play for the club. Everton boss Ronald Koeman says teenage midfielder Tom Davies is setting an example for his more senior teammates to follow after starring against Manchester City. He scored in the Man of the Match performance as they hammered Pep Guardiola's side 4-0. Former Toffees striker James Vaughan told TalkSport the club are reaping the benefits of giving youth a chance.
It's a great win for Everton. It's a great club and it's always given the young lads a chance. And you saw that on Saturday and they're getting the rewards for that. And I just hope it can carry on now and they can keep building on that and get as high in the league as possible.
Finally, tennis. Andy Murray safely through to the second round of the Australian Open, where he's been joined by British number 3 Dan Evans. The world number 1 saw off Ukraine's Ilya Marchenko in straight sets, while Evans did the same to Argentinian Facundo Bagnes. Murray will take on Russia's Andrei Rublev next. Evans faces Croatian 7th seed Marin Cilic. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there finally sorting out where he left his why he came in here to introduce the bulletin live. Why you can't just do it live? Lazy Ben.
So lazy.
Yeah. Right, okay. 8 minutes past 1 o'clock now, and let's make a programme happen.
Talk Radio. With BMW twin power turbo engines and near perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental. 36-month hire agreement. Subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only. Guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week. And then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio like Rachel Stephen. And then
they
get
both
stopped
try and sit on our, like, head.
Hoist by your own petard there. Planes don't go over bridges.
I offered my seat to because no one else did.
Shyamalan.
No, the Y is silent. Oh. Shyamalan. We could have been closer.
Le ding dong.
Oh, isn't he just?
The police should also tweet Usher, the song is so bad it's a crime. If MISIS become a force,
Titus.
Uber for boats.
Yeah, U-boats.
People are overwhelmed by the chivalry.
You do smell like an egg.
I smell like an egg.
Well, leave right now to collect your child from school.
I am currently 6 months fat with baby, seemingly with downstairs hair on his head.
MISIS in U-boats take over London.
Hashtag humanity.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant
So, hello then, and welcome to you. We are back. Back after what many people are already referring to as the weekend. It's Talk Radio that you're listening to with an emphasis on the afternoon. In the afternoon. As like Donald Trump and the UK, we are confident that we can now do a trade deal with your Monday afternoon. In return for pointing your ears at this bit of it, the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock specifically, we will export something approaching entertainment out of the front of your radio. Of course, much like Donald Trump. Much like Donald Trump's words, there's every chance, of course, that this could just be empty rhetoric and even lies. After all, Donald said he is in no way financially in bed with Russia, didn't he? Only for his own son this weekend to say that, in fact, his organisation is, in fact, financially. In fact, the Trump name, we know, is trademarked in Russia over plans to develop housing and hotels in Moscow, St. Petersburg and Sochi. So, I'm not sure Yeah, when Donald also said he was in no way in bed with those prostitutes who he paid to wee on him. I'm not sure if he's telling the truth. He's not telling the truth about one. How do we know he's telling the truth about the other? That's right. He said all this to Michael Gove, of course. Michael Gove in an interview in The Times. Michael Gove. Pictured today standing grinning next to the yellow straw-haired president-elect. Michael Gove there. With his thumbs aloft and his face like a child has moulded a double-chinned slug's head out of a mixture of Play-Doh and kinetic sand and glued it to a human skull. He was on Julia Hartley Brewer's programme earlier. I don't suppose he'll come on here now. Anyway, cheer up, everyone. It doesn't matter because it's Blue Monday. Blue Monday. The most depressing day of the year. Some things to be glad about, though. One, Michael Gove's not coming on here. Two, the Queen's cold has got better, apparently. And three, the outgoing US Secretary of State John Kerry has visited a site in Vietnam where he killed a man. Oh, that's nice. Anything else, of course, that there is to be glad about today, then you can let us know. Of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What should we be glad about, eh? Blue Monday's the most miserable day of the year. It's Cassie's favourite, of course. Aspro Cassie, her favourite day. She's the assistant producer. She's got a face like a smacked face with a full face cobweb tattoo on it. Hello, I am John Holmes, and here's what Radio Joy we're throwing your way between now and 4 o'clock. Headline Hijack, of course. That's on the way. Now, Headline Hijack, if you've not heard it before, it very much embraces the notion of fake news. We put a made-up story in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, and we'd like you to make that news story up, please. Headline Hijack. It's like you stormed Victoria's cockpit and demanded it take you to the 2 p.m. news. The number remains the same. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Anywhere you like. And then your news lie will come out of this mouth.
This mouth?
That's the one. None other. There is that mouth. At 2 p.m, lines are open. We will meet a lonely luncher as well. A lonely what lunch, of course. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, then allow us to help you through the despair of it all. Email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and you can well be on the radio, becoming inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair, and be rewarded with a substantial gift prize. We've done a trade deal with a box of crap, and you could get anything from it. Could be a Talk Radio mug or an out-of-date Colin Murray calendar. Oh, I know, excited. They call this Blue Monday as well. Oh, surely not with prizes like that. Work experience punditry, that's on the way as well. A work experience shoved in front of the microphones and asked to review things. Today, Sophie is back. She's got the television stuff. And then there's the day's big stories. Rendered Japanese, if you please, as we examine them in depth using short-form Oriental verse. It's the news in haikus. We may well have been out on the streets today to find out what the people think, shoving microphones in the confused faces of strangers to ask them today if they think ambulances or carousels. Still haven't done it. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions, of course, the diversity paper review. Each day a different diversity reviews the papers. Today it's a brown diversity. Plus another day of guest action, as we'll be joined, certainly, probably, by the comedian Brennan Rees. Who knows? Ginger Dave is producing.
Hello.
Hello. We've actually made Ginger Dave come in today because it's Blue Monday, and that's depressing enough for vulnerable students as it is, so we've given them a day off from him. Asprodcast loves today. She loves the day today. It's the most miserable day of the year. Martin's on the buttons in there. Martin's on Martin. Martin.
Hello.
Hi, Martin. Martin's
Hi.
On the buttons.
Martin. Oh, Martin Techot.
Yeah. Victoria, like Huey Lewis before her, has the news.
I do.
Yeah. I wasn't asking you to marry me. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi, everyone.
Any more acts of chivalry over the weekend? We learned on Friday, of course, that Cornelius stood up for a pregnant lady on a train. I don't know whether you perhaps put your coat down for a pregnant woman's waters after they've burst to stop her treading in it, something like that.
No, I wasn't kind to anyone over the weekend.
Okay, good to know. So welcome along. It is Talk Radio. It is the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And we will be starting with some music to get us towards today's big story.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Your Honor, please, gotta believe what I say. What I will tell happened just the other day. I must confess, cause I've had about enough. I need your help, gotta make this here thing stop.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things we used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you now, objection overruled. Here we go, oh baby.
One for the money and the free rise, it's two for the lie that you. I lay low, leaving all my options open. The decision of the jury has not been spoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court to preach my order. And you know that you overstepped the border. One for the money and the free rise. It's two for the lie that you denied. All rise.
So there it is. To get us to today's big story, but why? A bit of music there, production colour. Why would that link to today's big story, however? That is the question, of course, on the lips of the nation. It's the right thing to do. A little bit of a musical interlude to give you time to think. Why would that link to... how possibly, play along at home, why would it link to today's big story? I think. See your... you're trying to guess, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Yeah. So difficult, isn't it?
Today's production colour is blue.
Yes. Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why?
That's as far as you've got, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why would I be playing that?
Right. All rise. Judges. Court. Supreme Court. Supreme Court cases.
Keep guessing.
Briefcases.
Yeah.
The Pelican brief.
Yeah.
Pelicans.
Yeah.
Penguins. Penguins chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Chocolate bars made out of milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Normal bars.
Chocolate. To cows graze,
yeah,
in a field.
Yeah.
Sally Fields, an actress.
No.
Is it Sally Fields?
No, it's not. Nothing to do with Fields. No, it's because it's blue. That was blue, all rise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Monday. And today, of course, the most depressing day of the year is Blue Monday. So, blue on a
Monday. I don't think you put as much effort into
that. Why didn't you just play Blue Monday by New Order?
I didn't think of that.
Idiot.
Anyway, we're going to need a guest. So, Ask Podcast is through the glass, lining up a guest. We need a guest, Cass. I don't want to noise her arm makes. I don't want to dwell on the depressing side of it. I know that won't please you. It's your favourite day of the year, right?
No, Halloween is.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, I forgot that. Is it this then, Halloween then this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Cass is Easter.
More or less.
Yeah, but I've not had any chocolate.
No. Anyway, could you get us happiness? Happiness. Happiness. Everyone's happy. Happiness. Because I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're gonna not dwell on the depressing side. Sorry, Cass. But we're going to cheer everyone up and buck the trend against Blue Monday. So, happiness. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. That's Cass there getting us a guest next on Talk Radio, where we will talk Blue Monday. Most depressing day of the year, or is it? It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault! There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is. Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery. Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18+. Month passes when unless cancelled. T's and T's apply.
A new year has begun, so it's time to get started on that new building project. And with our great trade deals available now at Jewson, you can get the job done for less. Because right now, we've got OSB3 for just £14.40. And sticks like Turbo is an amazing £6 per tube. Trade deals at Jewson for everything you need to complete your project. Prices exclude VAT at 20%. For terms and conditions and to find your nearest branch, go to jewson.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Right, your car's all ready.
Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving our thorough last check. Mm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Simon!
We know every Nissan back to front. So for total peace of mind, visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 22nd of January. Get a deposit contribution of £500 or even £1,000 on X-Trail, plus 2 years servicing on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance. 9.9% APR representative, subject to status and over 18s. Participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's problems in the Newbury area of Hampshire. The northbound A34 has lane restrictions near to the Highclere turn. That's because of a lorry fire. And the M27 is quite busy because of an accident eastbound around Junction 3 for Southampton Docks. An accident just off Cambridge's A1M is causing a little bit of a busy traffic on the southbound carriageway at Junction 15 for Sawtrey. The exit slip road has been closed off. And through Kirbythorpe in Cumbria, the A66 remains closed both ways near to Main Street. That's after a lorry jackknifed. I'm Gerina Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, Plusnet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £20 a month for 12 months, plus a one-off £6.99 postage and packaging fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian.
Hello!
Not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one monthly prize of £20. Now with £50 cashback, offer ends 17th of January. Visit plus.net now. Plusnet will do you proud. Prices may change. 12-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas. Only traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net/traffic terms apply.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes and we are talking about today's big story, which is, of course, it's Blue Monday, obviously. It's Blue Monday. That's what people are calling it because that's what it's called. Blue Monday. On the radio. On the line now is Dr. Alex. He deals with men's health. Dr. Alex, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Pleasure to be here. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, tell us about. Tell us about. I don't know why we've got. Why have we got a doctor on the phone? I don't really understand because we're talking about like happiness or something.
Is he
I don't really know.
Happiness.
Cass.
Happiness expert.
Cass. Aspro Cass books against you through the glass. Hi, Cass.
What?
Yeah, why is it? I don't understand. We were talking about Blue Monday and happiness and stuff, and I don't know why we've got a doctor on the phone. Just sorry, bear with us, Dr. Alex.
You didn't say happiness.
I think I did.
No, you said a penis.
Happiness. Oh, I see what you've done. Ah, I said happiness, didn't I? Like,
I don't understand your accent.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
It's all right. Stay there, Doctor. We'll
okay. Sure.
We'll muddle through. It's going to be fine.
I'm a busy man. That's all.
Yes. NHS stretched to breaking point. We're wasting a doctor's time. Okay. He's from guest booking. Right.
Music seems a bit irrelevant now, doesn't it?
At least he's confirmed. Dr. Alex, it's Blue Monday. You are a men's health doctor. You work with. Penises, is that right?
Yes, peni, yes. The technical term.
Yes. What keeps you happy?
Well, I like to have a good outlook on things, you know. I like to not take my work home with me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yes, apart from your own. Look, the thing is, it's Blue Monday. There's been a bit of a guest, pardon the expression, cock-up here. Mm. And I just...
cock-up, yeah, good phrase.
Thank you. I just... Sorry. So tell us about, you know, it's the most depressing day of the year. How do you keep cheerful? Tell us, share that with the nation. How do you keep cheerful, Dr. Alex?
Well, usually I put some music on in the background of the ward when I'm looking at the men's... members, as it were.
Yes.
And that keeps me happy, you know, keep the jolly songs going on, you know, happy days are here again. And indeed, Ken Dodd's happiness is the greatest gift, you know, that we can possess.
Yes.
Yes. That's how I keep myself cheerful. Cheers up the men as well.
Good. In terms of, you know, your day-to-day... I mean, again, we don't want to be too graphic here, but it's an important subject. You know, people should check themselves. You know, over the weekend, we've seen an example of some shaped lemons showing women how to check themselves for breast cancer. And I wonder, is there a similar thing we could do? Yeah, you probably saw this in the news. Similar thing we could do with the gentlemen's. Because it's important, isn't it? You know, you're right. It's important to check ourselves.
Yes.
What vegetable would you suggest we look at in order to keep that...
It's fruit, obviously. It must be fruit. And it's clearly plums. Put them in a little sock, and you can sort of do that. You know, and it kind of... What you're looking for, basically, is any sort of... Anything different, anything that's wrong, anything that doesn't feel right, you know. And obviously not in the bag of lumps. The bag of, what do you call them, plums. Not in there. In your own.
Yes.
But once you've felt around, if everything's okay... You know, you're fine.
But if there's anything, basically, if there's an anomaly of any kind, straight to somebody like yourself.
Absolutely, I'll have a good look at it and make sure everything's tickety-boo, as it were.
Yes.
You must make sure that... It is difficult, obviously, if you are essentially looking for a lump in a bag of lumps. But well, if you find anything that's different, you know, get it checked out, definitely.
Good. Well, I think we muddled through that. Anyway, that's a good way to stay happy. Thank you, I think. Dr. Alex there.
Pleasure. Anytime, honestly.
Not really. It was a mistake. But anyway, we all got some good advice out of it. Well, not you, Victoria, but the rest of us did, certainly. So there we have it. How to stay happy on Blue Monday if you're a penis doctor? Okay. Right, so in the next half an hour of the programme then, headline hijack... guest booking error. Headline hijack on the way. Your made-up news stories for the news at 2 o'clock, please. There will be a lonely lunch club. If you are lunching alone, then we want to hear from you. You could become inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. You're listening to Talk Radio. It is Monday afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Talk Radio.
MP Michael Gove has told Talk Radio you don't have to like Donald Trump in order to do business with the US. The former Justice Secretary says he believes the president-elect, who told him he wants a post-Brexit trade deal done quickly. Here's the pro-leave Tory MP.
I think it's important that we recognise that there's a dark side to the Trump character. However,
He is also now the president-elect. He's been chosen after a grueling campaign in which many of those weaknesses were held up to the public gaze. So we've got to deal with him, I think, in a businesslike way.
It looks like a snap election will be called in Northern Ireland at 5 o'clock this evening. Sinn Féin has formally announced it won't replace Martin McGuinness, who resigned as deputy first minister a week ago. Former football coach Barry Bennell has been remanded into custody after pleading not guilty to 8 historical child sex offences. The 63-year-old is due back in court for another hearing in March. At least 4 people have been killed and 12 injured after a gunman opened fire at a tourist resort in Mexico. It happened at the Blue Parrot Club in Playa del Carmen early this morning. Equality campaigners are warning 8 billionaires are as wealthy as the poorest half of the world's population combined. Oxfam says it's worried about the growing gap between rich and poor. And a bronze statue of Cilla Black has been unveiled in her home city of Liverpool. The memorial is outside the original entrance to the Cavern Club, where the late singer and TV presenter had worked as a cloakroom girl. The weather mostly cloudy with some rain and drizzle, highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed.
It's all right, John.
Great.
Thanks. It's very kind of you to say.
Nice that you brought in the Cilla Black story there, being Liverpool, of course, where Ken Dodd is also from, which led to our confusion about happiness and a penis a minute ago.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes. What I was, you see, because it was... I knew you were confused.
I was so confused when you were talking about penis.
Yeah, because it's Blue Monday, right? Mm. I said to Cass, you know, could you get us a guest to talk about... Because the opposite of Blue Monday. We don't want to... You know, everyone's talking about today, and Blue Monday, of course, it's when everyone's a little bit down, isn't it? A little bit, you know... the bills have come in, you know, all this sort of stuff. It is a problem. Mm. And I wanted to talk to someone about happiness instead, and about how we should stay happy. And I inadvertently just sang a bit of the Ken Dodd song, Happiness, and Cass sort of misunderstood and got as a penis doctor.
You pronounce your H's, though.
No, but I was... Ken Dodd doesn't necessarily...
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Just, yeah. Mm. Anyway, just saying.
Yeah, it was very educational, that chat.
Yeah. It was, actually. I think, actually, we made the best of it. Yeah?
Did you learn something?
Yeah, although, as John said, you know, it doesn't really apply to me.
No, but it's the same principle, isn't it? You know, to check lemons.
I thought it was interesting how he was talking about picking some plums. Was it in a sock, he said? Yeah.
Like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wasn't their plums.
Which is also a vegetable. Right.
That was their peni.
Oh. Right, okay, so in the next half an hour, Victoria's potty mouth will have the news, but it will also contain a news lie. We'd like you to make it up. Details of Headline Hijack very much on the way.
Cultural learnings of Paul Ross for Make Benefit Glorious Station of Talk Radio.
Now, my birthday is New Year's Eve, but like Her Majesty the Queen, I get 2 special days, my birthday and also January the 18th, this Wednesday, when it's Paul Ross Day in Kazakhstan.
We'll be making celebration with special morning of saber dance dwarf monkeys, swan meat and poking toothless peasants with stick, plus mad bear fun. Hit Donkey Powered Radio to double loudness and make good cheer, for January 18th is National Paul Ross Day, this Wednesday from 6 o'clock in the morning when cockerel make noise. Not now! On Talk Radios is nice.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, in 25 minutes' time, yes, of course, we want your made-up news stories. One of them certainly has to get into the news at 2 o'clock. And you know what, my friend? I'd very much like it to be yours. It's Headline Hijack, and it's on the way. O'clock. That's when the people who may well be out for lunch at this time get back to their desk. Now, I don't know about you, but it seems that people do celebrate lunchtime between 1 and 2 o'clock. I don't know about you or your office, but that is the tradition, isn't it? The data indicates that people go out for lunch between 1 and 2 o'clock and they don't get back to their desk till 2 o'clock. Switch the radio on, they hear the news and believe it. So what we do is encourage you to make that news up between the hours of Well, now and then, really. And get that to us. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And then some sort of price indication will now legally come out of Cornelius.
Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
That's correct. Yeah. So, made-up news stories. What have we got coming in today? Cornelius.
Jez says, a campaign is expected to be launched tomorrow, which will see the public asked for items and wares that can be contributed towards the trade deal with America. Everyone will be encouraged to see what they have lying spare around the house, which could please Donald Trump.
Okay. This has come in from Mel. Could science be brought to a stop next month? The company that manufactures safety goggles and white lab coats has said that it will go on strike unless it starts getting thanked in every scientific report. The strike, they say, in this country could lead to science falling years behind. That's, could be a big problem, of course. What else have you got there? What else? Dave, have you got... Producer Dave.
Hello.
Have you got one there?
Why don't you do some work?
Yeah, all right, guys. Work for all right, so you're taking it in turns. It's been polite. This is from Mary.
Mary
says, controversial plans in Wales have been leaked today, which will see large hills and mountains pushed back into the ground to allow for more space to build new futuristic towns and villages. The process involves putting a large number of weights at a peak and waiting until they sink back to ground level.
Well, there we go. Thank you very much, Mary, for that. So yours, please. Yours, please. Your made-up news stories. One of them needs to be in the news at 2 o'clock, as you know. Donald Trump, of course, talking about fake news all the time. Only 4 days to go, by the way. 4 days, 3 hours, 21 minutes and 24 seconds to go till Trump is sworn in as president. He's very much on it about fake news, tweeting about it all the time, and he sort of seems to think it's a bad thing. He says the story about him and the prostitutes is fake, but, you know, time will tell, I suppose, on that. But either way, we embrace fake news on this programme and encourage you to join in. You've got 20 minutes. The lines are open now for today's headline hijack. And in the next 20 minutes, we will meet a lonely luncher. The Lonely Lunch Club doors thrown open. And somebody's lunchtime, somebody who is lunching alone, a lonely what lunch is lunchtime, will be made fewer lonely by idle chit-chat and could see them on the receiving end of an exciting, by exciting, I mean not exciting, gift prize. If you'd like to get on the list for that, here's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Also on the programme today, the Diversity Paper Review, of course. Mark will be in to review the papers. His diversity is that he's brown. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Worried, Steve?
Devastated. She's gone, and I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but...
you can't rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife! Butch!
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In January, we've got a 15-kilogram tub of Dunlop non-slip wall tile adhesive for only £5.99. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays through Kebbythorpe on the A66. It remains closed both ways around the Main Street junction. This is after a lorry jackknifed. His spillage of diesel also needs to be mopped up. Through Wentbridge in West Yorkshire, the northbound A1 struggling. That's because of a breakdown. An accident just off Cambridge's A1M means that on the southbound carriageway at junction 15 for Sawtree, the exit slip road is still closed off. The accident was on the Old North Road. And through Newbury in Hampshire, the northbound A34 is queuing towards a lorry fire near to the Highclere turn. I'm Jarena Adams.
If you're after a great deal on broadband, Plusnet is here to help. Unlimited broadband and line rental from just £20 a month for 12 months, plus a one-off £6.99 postage and packaging fee. That's more helpful than Helpy Helperson, the world's most helpful Norwegian. Hello! Not now, Helpy. Get unlimited broadband and line rental from one monthly prize of £20. Now with £50 cashback. Offer ends 17th of January. Visit plus.net now. Plusnet, we'll do you proud. Prices may change. 12-month contract. New customers in low-cost areas. Only traffic prioritisation applies. See plus.net/traffic. Terms apply.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, it's coming up to quarter to a time, and very shortly we'll meet today's Lonely Luncher, who will be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. Before that, though, I've been looking through the news. Now, of course, we know that Michael Gove is in the... You know Michael Gove?
Govey.
He looks like a child, has got some of that kinetic sand.
Yes.
And some Play-Doh, mixed it all up, and then fashioned the face of a slug.
Yeah.
But then sort of glued it to a human skull.
Yeah.
Michael Gove's face.
Yeah, no, that's actually fair.
Fair, isn't it? Yeah. So he's been interviewing Donald Trump, which will annoy Theresa May, of course, because she sacked Michael Gove. But, of course, he works for The Times. And so that secured him the interview. So the Times have gone with the fact that Trump says he's going to do a deal with Britain. Now, the problem with that is, of course, is that Trump has said a lot of things and then said he didn't.
Yes.
Like, I've never done deals with the Russians.
Hmm.
Lie. So I've never paid prostitutes to wee on me or a bed. Lie. So that
question mark covers you, don't worry.
That'll cover me legally. That's a thing. The half-brother of Prince Harry's girlfriend has apologised for getting arrested for guns. That's a thing. Corbyn's waded in, saying that the Brexit plan will spark a trade war. So that makes... if you thought Brexit wasn't, like, dull already, that, from what Corbyn says, it's going to end up being as dull as that first Star Wars sequel. About the trade war. That was really boring.
Oh, the trade wars, yeah.
God, imagine the time. Anyway, what I'm saying is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, but don't worry, Cornelius, because many people can't also get their head around it, which is why we are here to help, and very much why we analyse the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. Of course we do. It's the obvious thing. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present, exclusively, mind... no one else wants it. The news in haikus.
It's Blue Monday, not for New Order, thanks to the PRS they'll get.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so cometh the hour, cometh the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lonely's What Lunch. Are you lonely? Are you lunching alone? Because if so, this is very much the feature for you. All you have to be is a person what is lunching alone. That's it. Get inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's where we engage with you in idle chit-chat in order to pull you through and make you feel better about yourself. And this as well, of course, the most depressing day of the year, Blue Monday, they call it. So what better day, really, to come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone. Someone's done that. There's someone on the telephone now. Hello, who's that there?
It's Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good to talk to you.
And you more.
I'll be honest, I'm more glad to talk to you, Kathleen. I'm going to be brutally honest with you. Right up front there.
Say
that that's true. Oh, I am. So, okay, Kathleen, now you're lunching alone. That's the point of the exercise, as I'm sure you are aware. First question, Kathleen, why are you lunching alone?
Well, that's what I do most days.
Is it?
Not a problem. And it's not Blue Monday for me.
Good. Tell us why. Because a lot of people listening to this will be suffering today in terms of it being the most depressing day of the year. And apparently it's when a lot of the bills for Christmas come in. I think divorce rates go higher. All manner of bad things. Michael Gove's in the news. I mean, it's miserable. So what is it about Blue Monday that doesn't make you blue, Kathleen? Share it with us.
Well, I'm just viewing some newspaper articles, and I've just found one, Victoria Beckham,
yes.
And she's not blue. She's wearing bright yellow flared trousers today. Oh, yesterday, sorry.
Does that cheer you up, Kathleen? Would you wear bright yellow flared trousers? Would that cheer your day?
Not at my age, no. Might have done during the 60s when we were wearing looms.
Loom, were you a...
You'll not remember loon pants.
I'm aware of them. I certainly don't remember them. Were you a loon pant wearer?
Well, I didn't actually wear them myself, but I was around in that era. I wore miniskirts.
Oh, did you know?
And knee length boots. Yeah.
Well, look, you see, the trousers, it's interesting you mentioned trousers, because Theresa May, of course, recently, Kathleen, wore some leather trousers. Remember that cost her £900. I mean, is that what did you make of that? Was because you know she can probably remember loon pants as well.
She probably can. No, they weren't my scene at all. I wore leather skirts in the 60s, but not trousers like that. No, they were not my kind of fashion at all.
No, what did you make of Theresa May in them, though? I mean, apparently they cost £900. Do you think that was a wise move?
Not at all, no, not at all. I don't think they did her any favours, to be honest.
Really?
Really, yeah.
She's about to do a speech on Brexit this week as well, of course. That's the other... That's the other thing that people seem to be a little bit depressed about. And then there's the whole Donald Trump thing. Are you looking forward to Donald Trump getting... he's 4 days away, Kathleen, now.
Not at all, no.
Tell us what's wrong with Donald Trump.
No, he's... Well, most people think, and I think I'm in a majority of opinion about Donald. I think... although I didn't want Hillary either...
Well, that's
I think Bernie Sanders would have been my choice.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that's sort of what happened a lot with the American electorate, anyway, isn't it, Kathleen? Really, in that no one wanted either of them, and then it just ended up being Trump because of the sort of that backlash vote again, the Rust Belt, as they called it.
I think you're right there. I think we're in for a rough ride, really. Who knows?
What do you do, Kathleen, out of interest? So you say you lunch alone most days. Out of interest, what do you do?
Well, I'm retired.
Retired?
I am retired, yeah.
And what did you do when you were in work?
I was a BT telephonist.
Were you?
I was.
Right, so were you, when you say a BT telephonist, does that, I mean, I don't know how far we're going back, and do, forgive me if I'm wrong, but do we go back to the time when it really looked exciting, when people had to do all sorts of connecting with old jack plugs? Mm.
Yes, I worked, I did that in the, started in 1970, we're going back in history now.
Yeah.
Histrionics. And then it became quite updated. They updated it, really.
Yeah.
And made it... It was hard to start with, and then it became quite easy. And I loved my job. I really loved it.
Did you? And so how long ago did you retire, Kathleen?
1993.
Oh, OK. So quite a while then.
I took early retirement.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, quite a while.
Did they give you a golden phone or anything?
No, just a certificate.
Right, good.
A framed certificate, which has been hidden in my wardrobe since then.
Did you get a discount on your phone bill?
Not at all.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Everybody thinks that.
Yeah.
We used to get the callers, subscribers saying, oh, you get all your phones paid for, you know, it's not costing you. And it was at a time when they used to ring and say they'd lost 10 pence in the call box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you
knew they were lying.
Did you know, sort of, when mobile phones came in, Kathleen, was that sort of the, you know, and do you rue the day that they came in? Do you miss the old call box? Because I know a lot of people are big fans of call boxes, and whenever they say they're going to take them away now, they kind of get listed, and, you know, because they're part of the British landscape.
That's right. I mean, some people are making them into book place. Some people are leaving their unwanted books in them now, and people can go in and exchange them. Not here where I am in Derbyshire, but I've read about it where people are.
I think that's good. I think that's good. I mean, phone boxes should be used, you know, because a lot of the time when around where I grew up, Kathleen, they were often used as a urinal. So I'm glad that times have moved on. The sort of place that Donald Trump would like, presumably, if he, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Prostitute in there. do you believe that story, Kathleen? Do you believe that story about Donald Trump?
Well, there are so many rumours about him. How can one decide which
it's
are
difficult, isn't it?
Facts and which are fiction?
Yeah.
I don't like his attitude towards women. No. I thought he was quite rude to Hillary.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never met a man like Donald Trump.
Pleased to hear
in my
it.
Life.
Pleased to hear it, Kathleen.
So am I. Yeah. Very grateful.
Not even some of those BT managers. No.
Well, a lot of them were ladies. I became
quite
one eventually.
Quite right too, Kathleen. That's how it should be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. All right, now listen.
It was the time when we had to put our hand up and ask if we could go to the loo. That wouldn't be allowed now.
No, well, no, Donald Trump would just give you money to go to the loo wherever you were standing, I would think.
Yeah.
Kathleen, you say Derbyshire. Whereabouts in Derbyshire are you?
Well, I'm halfway between Sheffield and Chesterfield and about 10 minutes away from the wonderful Peak District.
Oh, nice, Kathleen. Oh, lovely. All right, well, listen. Grim today because it's Blue Monday. What do we expect? But, look, if you are, as you are, now inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair for lunching alone, what you get, Kathleen, is to choose from an exciting array of gift prizes. We have a choice for you. You'll remember the generation game, Kathleen, you know, with Brucey, weren't you?
And, I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And remember the conveyor belt went by and, there were presents on it, and to win them, all you had to do was guess what those things were, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like that, right, except all you've got to sort of remember what we read out, but you can then just choose one as a prize, all right? So here come your list of gift prizes, Kathleen. Listen carefully to this. Okay, here comes the first one. It's this, Kathleen.
A Talk Radio mug.
A smooth, slick, black, cheap mug with a poorly printed logo on it.
That's basically that.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Yes, written on the train on my journey in this morning, and it's an exclusive as it was written on a Cannon Street service due to no Charing Cross trains running today, thanks to overrunning engineering works.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yeah, Hawksby and Jacobs aren't on air on Talk Sport at the moment, they're off today, but tune in now to hear Cannon and Ball in for Hawksby and Jacobs.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, we've still got them to give away because they just don't sell.
Not true, that, is it? That's Kathleen, for your information, it's a book I wrote, Kathleen, about growing up in the Midlands in the 1970s, 1980s. And it's available on Amazon now. Poignant, charming masterclass in comedy writing.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing what shade is best for painting lines on a baseball pitch. Currently, the leader is Ivory Silk Lace.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, we have the Colin Murray left TalkSport last year and forgot to take these calendars with him, and much like his career, now they're out of date.
A 2017 John Holmes colander.
Yes, the most modern way to strain your pasta, thanks to a typo what we got when we asked for our own calendar.
Yes, well done, Cornelius. Good. It's a pretty Monday around here today, isn't it? Anyway, so...
very Cornelius around here, isn't it?
Kathleen, out of those prizes, and I know you're excited, which one would we, could we send to Derbyshire for you?
I'm so excited. I think I will choose number one.
Number one, the Talk Radio mug, it's yours, Kathleen.
Fantastic.
It's all yours.
Thank you very
much. Is on the way. Thank you very much indeed for becoming our latest, and possibly eldest, I think, inductee into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, age, sex, no barrier to any. Gender, whatever, whatever. This is not a barrier. All you've got to be, though, is lunching alone. Let us know. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Come on the radio, tell us why, and win one of those aforementioned exciting gift prizes. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, in the next half an hour, Sophie is here with our work experience punditry today. She's reviewing television. She's work experience. We don't have to pay her. That's the main reason she's here, if I'm honest. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be the diversity paper review. Today it's Mark. Mark's coming to the diversity paper review today. And comedian Brendan Rees joins us in the studio later on the programme. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Oh, headline hijack.
Oh,
winner.
You're right. I forgot that.
Oh, John.
Yes, of course, a made-up news story in the news, which is next. It is Headline Hijack, which I almost forgot. So, who on earth has got their made-up news masquerading as fact in the 2pm bulletin? Let's take a name, Cornelius.
Well, it's Nick, of course,
Nick.
Isn't it?
Well done, Nick. Congratulations.
He's on the show.
Yeah. Dave, where's Nick from?
Nick is from Portsmouth,
really?
John.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you going to say Helmand province?
Why would I say that?
Nick from Helmand.
Nick is from Portsmouth, where it's currently a balmy 9 degrees.
Nick from the Helmand province. Okay, Nick. Congratulations, you got your made-up news story in the news. Which is next? You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This year, make every second count. So, no more fumbling through bags looking for keys, and no more getting lost on long weekend journeys. The Renault Capture, with a hands-free key card and 7-inch touchscreen with navigation, is now available with 0% APR representative from £159 per month. Excludes Expression Plus, Renault Finance, order and register by 31st of March. Deposit £3,903, 24 monthly payments of £159, final payment £7,716. Participating dealers only, subject to status, over 18s, T's and C's apply, see renault.co.uk/offers.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking, so I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk, was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon, Monday. And Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Gove trusts Trump's trade pledge, Bennell denies child sex abuse, and a house explosion in Manchester.
Talk Radio.
Conservative MP Michael Gove has told Talk Radio it's important to recognise there is a dark side to Donald Trump's character, but he says that shouldn't get in the way of Britain agreeing a trade deal with America after leaving the EU. The former Justice Secretary, who's the first UK journalist to interview the US President-elect, has told us he believes it will be done quickly.
This is an important priority for him, but of course there are lots of other issues in his entree. He was talking to a British newspaper. He wanted to get a positive message message across about his high esteem for Britain, and that definitely came across in the interview, certainly in contrast to his views about one or two other countries.
It looks like a snap election will be called in Northern Ireland at 5 o'clock this evening. Sinn Féin has formally announced it won't replace Martin McGuinness, who resigned as Deputy First Minister a week ago over a botched renewable energy scheme. Sky's Ireland correspondent David Blevins, who's at Stormont, says it's another headache for the Prime Minister.
Theresa May will want to see a new government formed here very quickly, given that Brexit negotiations will be top of her agenda. And if there is no devolved administration in Belfast, that could delay the whole process.
Former football coach Barry Bennell has denied 8 child sex abuse charges. He's claimed the offences took place between 1981 and 86. An inquest into the death of a mother hours after having a caesarean has blamed a series of failures at the hospital treating her. Frances Cappuccini suffered heavy bleeding and had a heart attack at Tunbridge Wells Hospital in Kent in October 2012. The NHS Trust has admitted it had fallen short in areas of her care. And 5 people have been injured, with 2 in a serious condition after an explosion at a house in Manchester. Fire crews are assessing the home, which has partially collapsed.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly cloudy with some rain and drizzle, highs of 11 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
There is.
Bonus news.
What is it today? Because chivalry news was last time, wasn't it?
Yes,
like
on Friday.
3 things out of kilter, yeah.
Yes. So,
animal?
I suppose so.
Okay, cool. I had a request for that on Twitter as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
In what sense?
David Dowling tweeted me. Saying that I should do animal news. So there we go.
Well, David, especially for you. It's animal news. And the reason is, of course, Victoria's bulletin there, as you'll notice, was shorter than it used to be. The time must be made up, and it's made up at 2:30 with bonus news, animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. It covers everything. Today's animal news, Victoria's favourite.
It is.
Thanks. Did you do the weather?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
It's sport time now, John.
Oh, I know it is. Ben Letcher has the pre-recorded sport, and when Marta presses a button, first there will be a sports bed that comes in, and then she'll press another button, and Ben's voice will start. Here's how it works.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Crystal Palace manager Sam Allardyce has confirmed the club have agreed a deal with Arsenal to sign fullback Carl Jenkinson. Only personal terms stand in the way of the transfer going through. Allardyce says players from the UK are generally proving to be too expensive, so they're having to look abroad for further signings.
We are still searching for other players. I think we've exhausted this country. I think we're more looking in the foreign element, in the European element now, for the players, because of the vast cost of the players in this country. They're really at a big price.
Chelsea striker Patrick Bamford's reported to be in advanced talks over a permanent move to Middlesbrough. Aston Villa's Ali Sissoko set for a loan move to Greek champions Olympiakos. And former Chelsea winger Arjen Robben has signed a new contract at Bayern Munich. His previous deal was due to expire this summer, but he's agreed a 12-month extension. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray safely into the second round of the Australian Open, where he's been joined by British number 3 Dan Evans. After seeing off their respective opponents in straight set, Murray will take on Russia's Andrei Rublev next. Evans faces Croatian 7th seed Marin Cilic. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, the BBC has announced a new reality series in which Gareth Southgate and a panel of judges will search the public for a brand new person to play football for England. It's Coming Home will hold auditions for footballers to show off their skills in front of judges, comprising of Southgate himself, as well as Terry Venables and Tony Adams. The show will be presented by John Motson and Mel Gidroyk.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the live news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Okay, Sophie in with us next for work experience punditry, plus details of how you can be happy on this most depressing of Blue Mondays.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So then, just coming up to a time, and yes, it is Blue Monday. I mean, we've heard of Black Friday, you've had Orange Wednesday, you've had Ruby Tuesday, and now Blue Monday, the so-called most depressing day of the year, when Christmas is a distant memory, divorce rates soar, your December bills arrive, Michael Gove is in the news. It's statistically the most miserable day. Blue Monday, up there with Yellow Sunday, of course, which for any cleaners out there is the morning after the night before Donald Trump has stayed in your hotel, Yellow Sunday. On the other hand, for the band New Order, it is far from the most depressing day, for the royalties pour in when radio stations everywhere unimaginatively play their song Blue Monday, which is something we'd never do. But we're not going to dwell on the depressing side. No, today we're going to dwell on the upbeat side. And you could tell us via text, that's the texting today, exactly what it is you're glad about. What are you glad about? What are you glad about? Cornelius, I know some gladness is coming in. Glad tidings, I think we'll call them. Rather than sort of pander to this whole Blue Monday thing, just text us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word, you know.
Just tell us what you're glad about. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm glad about, John.
Yeah.
Today, when I got to the train station, all of my trains were cancelled. All of my trains that I get to work, which means I was very late to work, so I didn't have to speak or work with Julia Hartley Brewer today.
That's good news,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it was great. Really just a nice morning.
Oh, that's great news. Hi, John. I was feeling a bit down. This is from, who's this from? Paul. Feeling a bit down this morning, and then I did that thing where you slide down the stairs on your bum.
Yeah, that's
much,
fun.
Much happier now. So do keep those coming in. What makes you glad today on the saddest of days? It's 8 minutes past two. So, let us talk to Sophie, who is here with Work Experience Punditry today. Work Experience Punditry, where we road test the next generation of broadcasters and critics and pundits. We don't put our work experience in front of the kettle. Oh, no. We don't put them in front of the photocopier. Oh, no. We don't put them in front of Julia Hartley Brewer. God, no. She would eat them. She would squirt her acid at them. What we do is take our work experience, that's the plural, and put them in front of microphones and get them to review stuff. We do it because we like to give something back. We also do it because it's free and we don't have to pay them. Sophie's here. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi.
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 How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice to have you back. Is it television?
It is television.
Sophie's got us some more television.
Yeah.
So, because she is our television go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to?
We are going to Search Party, which is on All Four. So it's free for binge watching right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dark comedy, which is set in Brooklyn, about a group of friends who went to college together. And they find out that a girl that they vaguely knew from college has gone missing. And the main character, Dory, decides that actually she wants to find out what's happened to this girl.
Finding Dory.
No, she's Dory.
No, Dory's
the one who's
finding.
Finder Dory.
Yeah.
Why do they just call it that?
Finder Dory.
Yeah. Finder Dory.
What's the name of the girl that's missing?
Chantel.
Okay. Finding
Chantel by Dory.
All right. Well, anyway, we've got a clip of it before we talk about it. Here's Finding School.
Search Party.
That's it.
Chantel! 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 Chantel!
Sounds good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, I might watch that.
Do they find her?
Well, I haven't got that far yet.
All right, fine.
Don't give away the second word of the programme.
Oh, there you are.
Just like hide and seek, just down there. Oh, I should have done that in Finding Dory. Dory! Dory!
Dory!
Dory!
Dory?
That would have cut the film a bit shorter, maybe.
Dory! Nemo! Well, okay, so, is it any good?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
It sounded good.
Yeah. So, as you can tell, they're trying to find Chantal.
Are they?
Yeah, and basically, it's kind of... It's really interesting, actually, because it's got that the sort of finding Chantal is just the sort of surface of the story. But actually, that is kind of used by the show to sort of explore Dory's kind of world and how like she's quite uncomfortable with her life because it's not going as she wanted it to. And it's kind of it also comments on sort of modern day life and how superficial social media is and things like that. So it does have some pretty serious underlying issues.
Okay.
Which is good.
It's interesting that they chose Dory, though, because given... I mean, that's not an oversight, is it? They've deliberately chosen the name Dory.
Yeah, I don't think it's a very common name in America either, so... Or maybe it is, I don't know.
Did it predate the film?
No.
Right. Okay, interesting.
So it came out in the US in November, and now it's...
About the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you binged?
I've only been able to watch two, but Victoria's just told me she binge watched the whole thing.
Victoria Bourne?
Mm.
She doing that right now in there instead of doing the new budget?
Yeah.
Figures.
So she loved it.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get her take on it maybe when she comes back in. Mm. So what did you make of it though? I mean, you said it was good. I mean, how good?
Ooh.
I mean, in terms of... Anything else? Because there's a lot to binge on these days, talk about on a Monday.
Yeah.
So, but you know, where am I going to move that up to in my latest binge watch pile?
Well, I think it should be quite up there. Actually, it's a bit sort of arty the way it's shot, which I quite like. So it's kind of got that sort of vibe, and then it's got the sort of mystery vibe, and then it's got the sort of underlying friendships and things like that. So it's kind of a mix of everything. I was trying to think of something that I'd watched that was similar to it, but I couldn't quite put my finger on anything.
And when you say it's sort of darkly comic, I mean, is it a sitcom or is it a sort of just a...
No, it's a comedy drama, but it's kind of quite satire and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone of note in it? Or is it just cast of unknowns, which often works better?
Unknown, which is really nice, and the acting is also very good.
Yeah.
So.
And it's on...
All four.
And you just go and binge.
Literally on all four, yeah. 10 episodes.
There it is.
30 minutes.
Can you download all four? Do you have to stream it?
You can download them, yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, I downloaded them onto my iPad and watched them on a train.
So modern, isn't it?
Mm.
So the modern world.
Very useful.
All right. Where next?
Next up, we're going to BBC for their new wildlife show called Spy in the Wild.
Spiled.
So it's a documentary and they've used robot spy creatures to infiltrate the animal world to explore their complex emotions.
All right, let's have a clip of Spy in the Wild.
On the African savannah lives one of the world's most intelligent and family-focused animals, the wild dog. In this pack, all the puppies belong to just one mother, but are showered with affection by every member of the extended family. When the adults go hunting, a new pup makes an appearance. This is Spy Pup. The only giveaway is the camera in his eye. He's here to film the emotional dynamics of pack life. But first, he must be accepted by the pups. They could easily rip him to pieces. So he mimics their body language to make them feel at ease.
David Tennant there, narrating Spy in the Wild. Although I couldn't help myself when he said pack life during that, shouting, pack life! Don't pretend you weren't thinking it. Anyway, so David, it'd be weird to hear David Tennant narrate a serious documentary because he's done comedy documentaries, hasn't he? So I couldn't take any of that seriously at all. Mm.
Well, it's a bit gimmicky, but it is quite cute, and they've actually captured some pretty fascinating things.
You're not supposed to capture them, surely? That's leave them in the wild.
Yeah. So for example, one of the robots is a monkey, and
they've got a robot monkey,
baby monkey. Yeah,
there's baby a robot monkey.
Yeah, baby it's got a camera monkey in its eye.
A robot monkey.
This is the modern world.
But a robot monkey. I want to see that. I want to see the robot monkey.
It's quite cute. It's very realistic. And they control it, and it's got this camera in its eye. And one of the monkeys picked up the baby as if it was a real baby monkey. But then it dropped it.
Yeah.
And this monkey thought it had killed the baby monkey. And so they all gather round and mourn this robot monkey. It's really, really strange.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how realistic does the robot monkey look?
Quite realistic. They were pretty sceptical of it at the beginning, but they kind of warmed to
it's quite cruel to make a group of monkeys think they've killed a baby
I thought this was a bit kind of a bit evil.
Can the robot monkey fight?
No,
that would have been a good show.
One of its eye was a camera, but the other was a laser. Imagine that.
That's verging on robot wars though, isn't it?
Laser monkey.
Put
robot wars in the wild.
Real animals. Yeah.
What's the only thing that's better than robot wars? Robot monkey wars. Right? Where a robot monkey is fighting real monkeys.
Stop talking about it. Write it down.
Robot monkey
wars. Don't give this away to the nation.
Who's going to host it?
The percentage of the nation that's listening.
Ooh.
Robot monkey wars.
Not
who's going to host it? Yeah, not David Tennant. No.
Mel and Sue.
Yeah, I'll do. Mel and Sue's Robot Monkey Wars. I mean, they do need something else after Bake Off, don't they?
Yeah,
so
they do.
So that could be it.
They're jobless at the moment.
Yeah.
Well. They should join the queue, really. Lisa Riley hasn't had a presenting gig since she lost You Being Framed.
Good point,
What
actually.
About Davina McCall?
No.
Lisa Riley's Robot Monkey Wars. I mean, I would watch that.
There's
no doubt about it. What other robot animals have they got? This is excellent news.
So they had a crocodile. They had tortoise.
A robot crocodile?
Yeah. Right. One of the robot tortoises got mistaken for a real one, and the real tortoise thought it was a potential mate. So that was interesting.
Did it try to sex the...
It did. It did.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah. I mean... This is a good... I mean, I like this programme already.
Yeah, you should.
They should concentrate on... what they should be doing is not... You know, I know they're sort of dressed it up as a sort of premise of, look what happens in the wild. We've sent robot things in. But they should be trying to fool animals into thinking...
Yeah, You've Been Framed type thing. Animals, You've Been Framed.
Yeah, Lisa Riley would love that.
It all ties together, doesn't it? You've Been Framed, Robot World.
It doesn't
world.
Have to just be animals. It could be, like, Towie and stuff. X on the beach, just put a robot in there and see how it gets along. I don't think the others would notice.
No, a robot Towie.
Yeah.
And just watch them drop it, kill it, mourn it.
Mourn.
Try and have sex with it, obviously.
Robot tortoise.
Well, people from Towie would probably have sex with a robot tortoise. Right? Exactly. So, Well, I think this is good. Hey, if you listen to this programme and you are a hacker and you can hack into robots, get in touch, because we can make the next series really amusing. Anyway, Sophie, did you like it very quickly?
I did, yeah. It was fun. Yeah.
When's it on?
Thursdays at 8.
Thursdays at 8. Mm. Robot monkey tortoise crocodile wars.
with Lisa Riley.
Good. What are we talking about next?
Next is Common Sense on BBC Two.
Common Sense on BBC Two. We'll talk about that after the traffic and travel. You are listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Businesses like our cars come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you. Or two of you. Five of you. Or even 100 of you. It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
If you're in the trade, you're probably no stranger to your local Screwfix store. Well, next time you're in, make sure you get your copy of the new Screwfix catalogue. It's got over 15,000 trade products, and best of all, it's free. The new Screwfix catalogue. Get yours free in-store today. Those in the know, know Screwfix.
We love home. Coming back to it just the way we left it. The handwritten lists on the fridge and our collection of tools lying around. We love home because it's full of the things that matter to us. That's why we created the Nest Cam security camera. It alerts you to movement at home when you're not there and securely streams HD video to your mobile so you know what's going on wherever you are. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK. Or if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro and pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cambridgeshire, there's restrictions on the southbound A1M. The exit slip at junction 15 for the Old North Road is closed because of an accident just off the A1M. There's queues on the M6 in Cheshire, north around 20 for the Lim interchange. Of vehicles caught fire and traffic was held briefly. Earlier breakdown on the A1 in Wentbridge, West Yorkshire, is causing northbound delays towards the Wentbridge North turn. Through Kirby Thaw in Cumbria, the A66 has reopened, but the eastbound A66 through Penrith is now closed after an accident near to the Kempley Bank roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
Ginny's Make It Better Jambalaya.
So, my son Ravi and his girlfriend have just split up, again. Apparently it's the worst thing to ever happen in the history of the world. That's young love, I suppose. It's just as well I have the cure for a broken heart. I make it in a big pan, sausage jambalaya Cajun style. Pork sausages fried in olive oil with rice and plenty of seasoning. At least there's one woman in his life who'll never dump him.
Find Ginny's Make It Better Jambalaya recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking television. That's because Sophie's here as part of Work Experience Punditry. Before we carry on with that, don't forget that it is Blue Monday today, of course, the day, the depressing day of the year. Depressing day. Black Friday, Orange Wednesday, Ruby Tuesday. Now Blue Monday. Christmas distant memory. Divorce rates soaring. December bills arriving. Michael Gove and Julia Hartley Brewer talking to each other. All very depressing things, of course. But we're saying no. What have you got to be glad about? Let us know on this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anybody you like.
John, it's been a Blue Monday. I'm glad that the band Blue are no longer together.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. That's just come in. Thank you very much for that. From Lucy. Cornelius, what do you got
this
there?
This is coming. John, I've always wanted to be famous, but I have no discernible skill or talent. My fame has reached a point where I have quite a few Snapchat followers, but that's about it.
Did you send this in?
No, but good news. My career is finally getting the boost it needs, as I've been booked to appear on tomorrow as the celebrity guest on the Full Set Breakfast with Paul Ross on Talk Radio.
Right.
And if it goes well, I reckon I can get my follower mark on Twitter past 1,200. That's from Maisie Gillespie, who you genuinely can hear tomorrow on the Paul Ross Full Set
Breakfast.
Who's
Maisie Gillespie?
The star of X on the Beach a couple years ago.
You've just asked the question, John, that everybody asked at the production meeting we had this morning when Johnny from the Full Set Breakfast said, we've got Maisie, I think it's pronounced Maisie Gillespie, on the show tomorrow, really proudly. And we all went, what? What's that? What's a Maisie Gillespie?
But she texted in.
Well, thanks, Maisie. We look forward to hearing you on the programme tomorrow. If you've got almost 1,200 Twitter followers now. Almost 1,202 by the end of that. And both of them are Paul Ross.
C
Sophie is with us. She's doing work experience punditry, reviewing the television. We've already talked about finding, what's it called?
Search Party.
Yeah, that's it. There's someone called Dory in it, which is just confusing. And Monkey Robot Wars. So now we move on to...
Common Sense.
Common Sense.
So, Common Sense is a new so-called comedy from the BBC.
I can sense where this review's going already, but yeah, go on.
So, basically, the cast is just some ordinary people they found around the UK, and they're in pairs. So, for example, there's a pair of dinner ladies, two guys in a pub, some market street sellers, supermarket co-workers, butchers, laundrette owners, golfers, etc.
Candlestick makers.
Oh, no, actually.
Oh, missed a trick there, didn't they?
And they all have little clips of them commenting on the headlines and what they think or what they don't think.
So it's Gogglebox, then?
Yes. It is exactly Gogglebox, but instead of watching TV, they've supposedly read the news.
Can't you just hate television? I mean, you can just see what's happened there, can't you? They've just gone, right, okay, what's successful on another channel?
Yeah.
Oh,
let's make a worse version of it.
Yeah, but just copies it almost exactly. But not what's the difference? It's ordinary people commenting on television. No, the news. Oh, great! Put it on then. Put it on the telly. Well done, everyone. High five. Go home. Just hateful.
Is it good?
No.
Right. No. Exactly. So... because what they fail to do every time in that situation is realise why Gogglebox is good.
Yeah.
It's not just because it's people watching TV. It's the so you have to choose the people right.
You have to cast it
and format the thing and cast the show properly.
And also, what happens is
edit it well and all of that stuff. And
it's then, that royal family vibe. You could argue that Gogglebox just copied the royal family in that it was fascinating just watching. I know scripted in that instance, but people sitting around watching television because we all do that. You know, that's a recognisable thing. Whereas just just normal people on a sofa commenting on television that you're watching as well makes kind of sense. But just getting to
dinner ladies.
Yes. Talking about the news, has kind of missed the point a bit.
It's apparently, I read up on it because I didn't know what it was supposed to be about.
Yeah.
But apparently the point is that the BBC are trying to show how easy it is to access poor journalism and you can find things that aren't really true online and then you can go and talk about it with people and it all becomes sort of mythical and not true.
That feels like an afterthought, doesn't it?
Mm.
You think they've gone, oh, how can we sell this? We need another spin on it. Fake news, that's current, do that. Mm. Oh, God.
Do you reckon they'll watch it on Gogglebox?
Oh, that'd be good.
Just sit like the Gogglebox people will watch it on the show and just hang on.
Maybe that makes the news. And the dinner lady people will talk about the news that Gogglebox have watched their show. And then Gogglebox will watch that back.
I'm amazed they never watched like Gogglebox Inception. On Gogglebox as well.
Yeah, I thought that. I think that was quite funny.
It's like one of the biggest shows on TV and they just apparently never watch it. And they're all on it.
I'd watch it if I was on it. Yeah.
You're not going to be on. Watching them, watching it in a sort of perpetual televisional loop, a Mobius strip of pointless television.
It's like putting two mirrors together.
Exactly, which, you know, would be better, possibly, just staring at that.
Yeah, it's quite interesting doing that.
Watching that. So, when's it on? What?
It's on BBC Two.
Is it billed as a comedy? Or a social experiment, a bit like Gogglebox was at
first. It's a comedy. That's how they've described it. A fast turnaround comedy. Because it's supposed to be current, but it's about 3 weeks later.
Right.
So it's not that current.
They didn't like it then?
No.
What, it's the news, but 3 weeks after the news?
Ish, yeah.
I mean, that's...
Also, it's edited to meet the BBC anti-bias guidelines, so they can't put anything like...
Oh, God.
So it's really... It's just...
So they're all hiding to nothing with that, aren't they? Oh, look, someone's got an opinion that might be a bit interesting. We've edited it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So it's very...
Bland?
Yeah, like cardboard.
So it's just man reading the paper, basically.
But from 3 weeks ago. Like, the only possible saving grace of that show is that it's this week's news, surely.
Anyway, is there anything else finally and quickly, or is that it?
No, that's it, really.
Right, can you give us a mark, then, out of 10 for all of it?
I'm going to say 7 because Search Party really, really does draw it up there.
Finding Chantel?
Yes.
Yeah. But the rest of them are kind of bring it right down. But that's praise for Search Party, though.
Yeah, it is honestly the best thing I've watched in a while.
So Search Party's on all four.
All four.
And you binge watch it. Victoria. Yep. Victoria!
Hi.
Hi. Did you watched it?
I did, and I loved it so much I binge watched it all in one evening.
Yes, but have you got a life?
I don't want to comment on that.
Okay,
John.
Fine. And it was 10 episodes. What's 10 episodes?
It's about
in an
4 hours.
Wow. All right, impressive. Okay, but you're recommending it. Good, yep, fine. Yeah. All right, it's got Victoria's vote. It's got Sophie's vote. So that's Finding Dory or whatever it's called.
Search Party.
Yes, Find a Dory.
Find a Dory.
Dory's not lost.
Dory's the finder.
Well, Find a Dory.
Find a Dory.
Seeking.
Seeking.
Seeker Dory.
Dory Seeker.
Harry Seacombe. What? Just stop now.
the Atlantic Sea.
So in the next half an hour of the programme, there will be these things. Well, the big debate's coming at 3 o'clock. We have all your reactions, of course. Later on, comedian Brennan Rees joins us live in the studio to talk about, well, I'll be honest with you, it's a PR thing dressed up as an interview. That's what it is.
All our interviews are that.
Exactly. And that's why I draw attention to it. Right, 2:31 now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Downing Street has welcomed Donald Trump's pledge to work to secure a quick trade agreement with the UK. The US President-elect says he'll invite Theresa May for talks in Washington soon after his inauguration on Friday. Conservative MP Michael Gove became the first British journalist to interview him, says he'll take a different tact when he takes on the role officially.
There was an improvisational feel, if I can put it that way, to the first few hours and days of the Trump victory. Well, but now it's pretty clear to me from what he said and the fact that he wanted to talk to the Times that he's anxious to ensure that there is a good, but of course business-like, relationship between Britain and America.
A snap election is expected to be called in Northern Ireland this evening after Sinn Féin confirmed it won't replace Martin McGuinness. He resigned as Deputy First Minister a week ago over a botched renewable energy scheme. At least 5 people have been injured, 2 seriously, following an explosion at a house in Manchester. Crews are using dogs to make sure no one's trapped inside the property in Blackley and are urging people to avoid the area. A minute's silence has been held at the inquest into the deaths of 30 British tourists who were shot dead on a beach in Tunisia. A lone gunman opened fire in Sousse, killing 38 people in 2015. And a bronze statue of Cilla Black has been revealed outside the Cavern Club in her home city of Liverpool. The ceremony also marked the venue's 60th birthday, where the singer and TV presenter worked as a cloakroom girl and where the Beatles played in their early years. The weather mostly cloudy with some rain and drizzle, highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Was it a surprise?
Was what a surprise?
The Cilla Black statue.
Why are you saying that? Why are you asking? Oh. I don't think so.
Okay.
Why are you asking?
Surprise, surprise.
Oh.
No need to do an impression of a horse at me.
Well, I just thought it was topical. Because we're about to do animal news.
Good. Right, Victoria, thank you very much for that. Did you do the...
I've done the weather. Okay. I've finished. That's why you started talking.
Sometimes I just talk in the middle.
Yeah, that's annoying, by the way.
Okay, so that's Victoria with the news. Now, though, it's bonus news. And the reason for that, of course, is because Victoria's bulletins are smaller than they used to be. They need to be the same. But they're not. So to make up the time, we bring you our daily bonus news. Today, animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News. Blue Monday edition.
I thought I'd treat you. Give me a little surprise.
Is this to cheer us up then, or is this to depress us?
No, this is to cheer you up.
All right, because it's Blue Monday. Well, it could be just a cavalcade of dead animal stories, couldn't it?
Oh, no, they're all alive.
Good news. So it's Blue Monday. Everyone's depressed. Everyone's down. Nothing to look forward to. Yeah. That's the gist of Blue Monday. It's the worst and most miserable day of the year. Us broadcast through the glass absolutely loves it. So I wonder what you've got that could cheer us up, Victoria.
Okay, so the RSPCA, they've released details of some of their stranger calls specifically to try and cheer people up today on Blue Monday.
Oh, right.
So I've got a list of them, so I thought I'd just go through them.
Great.
I thought that'd be nice.
Okay.
So the first one that the animal charity gave details of is one of their inspectors was called out to rescue a stray snake in a loft in Surrey.
A strake.
And they had a bit of a surprise. Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Cilla Black was there.
No.
Cilla Black, it bit Cilla Black to death.
No.
Cilla Black.
This is good. This is good news. Or entertaining. That wouldn't have been entertaining. That
was it not cruel. A snake?
Turned out to be a child's cuddly toy.
Ah.
In another...
Spoiler, Cornelia.
Yeah. He's annoying, isn't he?
In another, someone phoned them concerned about an owl which hadn't moved from a roof for more than 4 days.
I like an owl.
And it turned out to be plastic.
A plastic owl. A plowl.
A plowl. Wow.
So far we've had a strake and a plowl.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what you make of this one.
Oh.
One inspector didn't even make it to a house she was called to. So Sarah Mason, the inspector, was going to visit a stray cat, which someone had told her had an open wound under its tail. But then the caller rang back to report and say, sorry, it's actually its bum. Not an open wound then.
Well.
Do you want some more or not?
Yes.
Okay. So, one of their welfare officers went to the scene of a collapsed horse in Leicester.
the scene of a collapsed horse.
Classic scene.
And it turned out to be a murder scene.
No. So the caller was like, I don't know whether the horse is alive or not. And it turned out it's just a pile of hay. There was no horse.
So a man was stood by some hay. That's your story.
I've got loads of them.
Go on then, go on another one now.
Okay, so one worried caller called the RSPCA saying a cat was stuck in the cavity of a wall, but the suspicious noise turned out to be coming from a computer game in a nearby bedroom. There was no stuck cat. I've got loads more.
Go on.
You want more? Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yes. I'm just trying to choose one. One collection officer rushed to reports of a baby crocodile on the side of the road.
Yeah.
But they found out it was just a plastic one. It wasn't real.
A plocodile.
A plocodile.
Yeah. Sort of similar to one of the other ones you said.
They are quite
the owl one.
The plastic owl one.
Plowl.
Okay. An officer was called to a building in London to help a bird which was tangled in an aerial.
Yeah, just a big pile of hay.
No, not this time.
Plastic pile of hay.
And then they realised...
Tangled in a big old pile of hay.
Then they realised it was just a kite which was ironically attached to the aerial to try and deter wild birds.
Do you have a subscription to a website which is just stories about people mistaking animals for inanimate objects?
No, if you'd have listened to me, this is what the RSPCA has released. It's the details of their own calls,
RSPCA.
Which are a bit silly, to try and cheer us up on Blue Monday. And I would like to think it's worked, because you've all laughed. So there we go.
It has worked, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming in and sharing with us the stories of idiots who
think hay is a horse.
There's another one where there's a tortoise, yes. But it turned out just to be a stone tortoise.
A stortoise.
Same story.
We have just read the same story out about 9 times in a row. There.
Just swap the animal name.
Yeah.
If I had to put my money on it, I'd say when they were writing these at the RSPCA, they were just going, right, give me another animal.
Yeah.
And what could that have been? A stone version of the animal? Cool.
Yeah.
An owl? A plastic owl? Cool. Yeah. Just a man doing loads of variations.
Let me just tell you one more.
All right.
So, and somebody else called, thinking they heard a distressed animal stuck under floorboards. Yes. It was making a yowling noise.
Yes.
Turned out to be a cat's anus.
Not this time. Not this time.
A plastic cat's plastic anus.
In a pile of hay.
With hay sticking out of it.
No, it was a rose bush scraping the outside of a window.
All right, we can do this. Right, okay. Dave, give an animal.
Donkey.
Thank you. What donkey? I phoned the RSPCA, Cornelius. I've seen a donkey.
Turned out to be a tube. Yeah. A tube train.
Yeah, good.
There's a donkey running through the tunnels of London. Oh, no.
It's just a tube train.
It's just a tube train, sorry.
Yeah. My mistake. Oh, look at that. Oh, no. It's like the robot monkey of earlier. Yeah. They should send that into the RSPCA. What?
Were you talking about the new BBC animal documentary?
Spiled Life.
Yeah,
we were.
Love that.
Have you seen it?
Right. Not the new series. I'm yet to watch the first one. Anyway, watched the last one.
There's a robot monkey that kills all the other monkeys.
No, it doesn't kill them.
It does in a rogue. Mm. Rogue. Someone reprograms.
Lisa Riley's there.
Yeah.
I think
in a pile of hay.
I don't think you're telling the truth.
This has gone weird now. Don't worry, any sense if you weren't listening 20 minutes ago. But anyway, that more or less sums this programme up. Right, so, in the next bit of the programme, we will be out on the streets finding out what the people think. Do anyone else know what's coming up in the next bit of the programme? I haven't really taken any notes.
Diversity paper review, John, with Mark.
Diversity paper review with Mark, who will be in reviewing the papers. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
A new year has begun, so it's time to get started on that new building project. And with our great trade deals available now at Jewson, you can get the job done for less. Because right now, we've got OSB3 for just £14.40. And sticks like Turbo is an amazing £6 per tube. Trade deals at Jewson for everything you need to complete your project. Prices exclude VAT at 20%. For terms and conditions and to find your nearest branch, go to jewson.co.uk.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Cambridgeshire, there's restrictions on the southbound A1M. The exit slip at junction 15 for the Old North Road is closed because of an accident just off the A1M. There's queues on the M6 in Cheshire, north around 20 for the Lim interchange. Of vehicles caught fire and traffic was held briefly. Early breakdown on the A1 in Wentbridge, West Yorkshire, is causing northbound delays towards the Wentbridge North turn. Through Kirby Thaw in Cumbria, the A66 has reopened, but the eastbound A66 through Penrith is now closed after an accident near to the Kempley Bank roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
David's Hot or Not Chicken Curry.
My wife Maria loves hot, spicy food. I found this out on our first date. She said, "I really fancy your curry." Well, I was keen to impress, so I said, "Great, that's my favourite too." But it isn't. Never has been. We've been married 15 years and I still haven't let on. Don't know why, but whenever I cook a favourite, chicken Gujarati, extra spicy with green beans and fresh ginger, I do what any self-respecting chef would do. I cheat. I put a king-size spoonful of natural yoghurt in mine and I keep stum.
Find David's chicken curry recipe, hot or not, in-store and online. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you then. It's just coming up to quarter to a time. It's Monday afternoon. Blue Monday, of course. Very shortly, Brown Monday. We'll explain why. Before that, some of your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius.
Lots coming in, John. Jane yes. Garvey says there's nothing to worry about. And Michael Stipe in a post office to the cashier says, this one goes out to the one I love, and this one goes out to the one I left behind.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, then do, of course, react it in this direction. You can do 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
And as of the weekend, of course, the Talk Radio released a load of reaction pigeons into the air that have been trained to fly all over the country. Now, if you see one of the reaction pigeons, you'll spot them easily. You can tell them apart from ordinary pigeons because the Talk Radio reaction pigeons have Paul Ross's face grafted onto the front of them, a little model of Paul Ross's face. If you've ever seen the remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, there's a little bit in that when Donald Sutherland points at a dog with a man's face and screams. It's like that, but a pigeon with Paul Ross's full-set breakfast face. Anyway, if you see one of those, do attach your reaction to its little pigeon leg and throw it back into the air in the vague direction of Talk Radio. And once that pigeon homes, not John Holmes, but homes back to us, it's Eamon Holmes, actually. Eamon Holmes has got a little pigeon catching thing on the roof. It's basically him with a net. Annette works here, she's dusting this. Anyway, he holds a net up in the air and she catches the Paul Ross-faced pigeons in her hands, brings them down here, takes a little note off and reads the anyway, that's how to get your reactions to us. Or you can just text it or whatever. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
I know, I've just been looking at it now. Of course, we were talking about a snap election due to be called in Northern Ireland after the Sinn Féin declined to nominate a deputy first minister. That's in the news. More Donald Trump, Michael Gove. I've just seen a little video clip of Michael Gove appearing to bow to Donald Trump, which is slightly odd. I don't know whether you've seen that doing the rounds yet, but it's a bit weird. Michael Gove there with his sort of slobbery face that looks like a child has created a slug out of some kinetic sand and some Play-Doh and some ham and glued it onto a human skull. That's Michael Gove. Anyway, it is complicated, but it's all right because we're here to help you, of course, by, I suppose, examining the news, analysing it, really, through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Trump says UK do in great after Brexit. Oh, so that's all right then.
The news in haikus. So it is Monday, the blue Monday of January, so-called, because they say it's the most depressing day of the year. Nothing to look forward to, the December bills have come in. Donald Trump will be president in 4 days. All of these things sent to test us. But we say no to blue Monday. And welcome instead, Brown Monday, because it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. We're reviewing the papers each day on this programme, a different diversity. We welcome back Mark, who is...
Brown.
Yes.
Yay.
Brown Mark Monday.
Yay.
All right. What paper are we starting with today, Mark?
The Telegraph.
Telegraph. Yeah. Good. Great news there. Good.
Yeah. Great. It's good news.
What's in it? What's in it?
Have you heard of a film called La La Land?
Yes, I have heard of a film called La La Land.
The Telegraph on page 5 today is telling us that all the tickets are sold out for La La Land. And everyone's trying to go there and everyone wants to see it. And I thought I'd bring it up because I don't think you should go and see it.
Why, Mark?
Because I saw it a few months ago, back before any of the hype. I knew about La La Land before the Golden Globes knew about La La Land.
What made you go to see it?
I just got an invite to it.
All right.
And I thought, you know what? My girlfriend looks like she'd like that film.
Yeah.
It's the kind of film she'd be into.
Yeah.
And I quite like Singing and Dancing.
Do you?
Yeah, Singing in the Rain. That's a great film.
Great West film. West Side Story.
That is a great film.
Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
Awesome film.
Awesome film.
Yeah.
The Salvation Army never looked so good.
No, they did not.
So I took myself to a screening of La La Land. Not actually, having no expectations whatsoever.
Yeah, because no one knew about it then.
Because no one knew about it then. Well, yeah. I was like, Emma Stone, I quite like her, she's quite good. Ryan Gosling, he's been in a few good films.
He's a baby goose.
Yeah, he's quite short apparently as well.
Nothing wrong with that, carry on.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Oh.
And now I feel, at first I felt...
Did you feel out of step with public opinion?
I did. But now I feel that actually, the more I hear people going on about how good it is, the more I think, no, I was definitely right. That film was awful. It's dreadful. It's boring.
I really liked it.
Did you? Do you not? There's kind of no storyline until the last half an hour.
I saw it this weekend.
Yeah.
No spoilers, guys. I'm going this week.
Ryan Gosling is a ghost. So,
It's all right because Emma Stone is as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fine. It's fine.
I really liked it. I watched a BAFTA copy.
Yeah.
BAFTA judge. Nice. To judge it, and I did like it. Yeah. I thought it did live up to the hype for me because what I liked about it was the. It's just turned into a film review now, but anyway, that's fine.
Sorry.
It's fine. I liked that it very accurately portrayed that old Hollywood musical feel, and the production design was incredible, I thought, and they did that really well, making sort of the back lot, making, even though in this day and age when you'd shoot it on location, making that look like a back lot and how they got the Hollywood Hills in the background and then what looked like a studio set. It was just really, really good attention to detail to make it look like an old Hollywood musical, and I thought Gosling and Stone were very good.
I thought it was all a bit dull, all a bit like...
Where's your sense of romance?
I've never... If you speak to my girlfriend, she believes I never had a sense of romance.
Yeah, all right.
Is that what she says?
Yeah. Mm. Well, which always says, that's the rock and principle that our relationship is founded upon.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So the Telegraph are saying it's just... No, you can't go if you want to, Dave, apparently now.
Yeah, La La Land. I'm going in America.
It's been out for ages there, so it's fine.
Yeah. I just can't get my head around why people like it.
Yeah. It's probably going to win everything.
Yeah, that makes me sad as well.
Yeah.
Because there's loads of other great films.
Admittedly, there are, but it's feel-good in this dark time, especially on a Blue Monday.
Talking about...
It is a feel-good film.
Have you seen Deadpool?
Yes.
That's a feel-good film.
I agree with
you. Did you see the thing that Ryan Reynolds released, I think, a few days ago, where it was basically a pitch for the Oscars? It was quite funny. It's online.
Is it?
Look it up on YouTube.
All right, okay. Well, I'll look that up on YouTube. Thank you for that.
Deadpool won't win any awards.
It's not even nominated.
I know. That's very sad, isn't it?
It is a very good film, Deadpool. But
is that this year's Oscars?
Pardon?
Surely that was last year's.
No, it came out this time.
2016,
Did it?
Yes, Dave.
Yeah.
That's madness.
Yeah.
Time flies, doesn't it?
They're not nominated for the Brits either.
No.
Deadpool also, there's only about four scenes in Deadpool, which is great as well, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. I liked it. It's
a diversity film review.
Yeah. All right.
Brown people like films too.
Yeah, Dave, you're racist. Yeah. Next.
Right, lots of people in almost every paper seem to be... I'm not sure if it's upset is the right word, but are pointing out the fact that the eight richest men on the planet have the same wealth as half the rest of the world.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Can you name the eight?
No. Donald Trump.
He's not in this.
Bill Gates.
He is.
Mark
Bill Gates.
Zuckerberg.
Yes, he is there.
That's a magnate.
Michael Bloomberg?
Yes, he just sneaks it in. Well done. You can
Elon
read over
Musk.
My shoulder. No, sorry.
Who else is rich, guys? Come on, we got this.
Do you want me to finish this off for you?
Yeah.
Give us a clue, at least.
Right, Bill Gates is top. Amancio Ortega, who owns Zara, is second.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett or Buffet? Buffett. Who knows? Buffett is third. Carlos Slim, the Mexican phone giant. Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon. Mark Zuckerberg. Larry Ellison, who owns Oracle, which is everywhere, but I have no idea what they do.
No.
And Michael Bloomberg is...
What is Oracle?
I don't know. They do something with
computers.
It's
computer software, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a friend of mine who's also quite rich. He's one of their engineers.
Integrated cloud applications and platform services.
Yeah. When you say that, the only thing that comes to mind is the word Oracle.
He's the seventh richest man in the world.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why we should have paid attention to boring stuff.
That's why we end up doing this non-job.
Are we on there?
Yeah. Not really. But they're richer than half the world.
They're richer than half the world. Some people are upset.
What are we doing? Do we care? What are we doing about this?
I personally don't care because it's, you know, over the course of human existence, like, we seem to be doing better. There's less people living in poverty now than there's ever been in the world, which is, I think, great. And
how many was that? Six on the list?
Eight on the list.
Number nine?
Yeah.
Cornelius's parents.
I've heard that,
Who basically own Beckenham.
Not true.
And Bromley and London.
That's not... They own London
now. They bought London and paid for Cornelius to go through college without having to do any work.
I worked at Swarovski.
Yeah, which they own.
Yeah. No, don't.
They own
no,
all
they
of the
don't.
Crystal, don't they?
The Swarovski family own the Crystal family.
Mendez Crystal, it's called.
why would I say Swarovski, then?
Because your name's stupid, so they have to choose a better name.
Yeah, it sounds fair, that.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so the people are cross about this. But in this, yeah, but they, I mean, they are philanthropists. A lot of them are philanthropists, aren't they? Bill Gates gives away
millions. Yeah, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation is huge to give away a lot of money.
Zuckerberg, I think, doesn't he? He gives away a lot of money to charity. So, you know, so they are redistributing
the wealth. Mark Zuckerberg's given away 95% of his wealth.
Well, there you go. So stop moaning, everybody.
I'm not moaning.
And he's still on that list. Imagine how rich
he's giving it away, okay, by the time at point when he dies, then it all goes.
All right.
But till then, he gets control of it. I mean, there is a good argument that they're basically trying to avoid tax by saying they're giving away money, and which comes down to, basically, if you're really rich, do you get to decide where your money goes to, or should you just pay tax like everyone else does?
No, you get to decide, it turns out. So, yeah. It's a problem we will never have.
No.
So don't worry about it.
Yes.
All right, next.
There's been a cat that's learnt to swim.
Of course. Oh, more animal news, then.
Yeah, animal news.
We really are trying to cheer people up today, aren't we, on Blue Monday?
Yeah, I am, I am. Yeah. There's a cat in Plymouth who's obese, so they took him to the nearest dog pool, like dog hydrotherapy.
A dog pool?
Yeah, for
dogs. Is
that
like Deadpool?
No, it's very, very different. It's where dogs go to swim if they're obese, which apparently is a thing. Who knew?
That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
It's a fat dog swimming pool.
Canine Splash Hydrotherapy Centre.
Oh,
that's where.
God.
That's where this moggy, Charlie, lost £4.
So will you throw it in and just...
No, by the looks of it...
One of them was in the locker, though.
This is page 11 in the Daily Mail. By the looks of it, the owner puts on a little buoyancy jacket to Charlie and kind of holds it as it swims along. Because cats aren't meant to like swimming, but obviously this is a cat.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
I'm more blue than I was before now.
This is a slightly hipster cat that turned its life around thanks to a swimming pool. What could be more uplifting than that?
I don't know. What about today's birthdays?
Would you like some?
Yes, we would. Give us a list of birthdays.
Cool. Professor John Enderby, the physician, is 86.
Yes.
Professor Roy Foster, historian, is 68.
Yes.
The Earl of Gainsborough is 67.
Yeah.
Martin Yole, former Tottenham Hotspur manager, is 61.
Yeah.
William Kennedy, the writer, you know, Ironweed, I don't know if you remember that, is 89. Yeah. Lisa Milroy, the artist and head of graduate painting at Slade School of Fine Art. She's 58 today.
Okay, well, let's sing happy birthday to all of them then. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Professor Sir John Enderby, Brian Fernahow, the composer, Professor Roy Foster, Professor Sir
sing
Peter
it.
Hirsch, William Kennedy, and Baroness Elaine Murphy.
Happy birthday to you.
Great. Right, so thanks, Mark, for the diversity paper review. Reminders of your diversity.
I am Bran. Thank you, John, and thank you, Lenny.
Monday. Good. In the next bit of the programme, then, the big debate, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be joined by the comedian Brennan Rees, who will be telling us, well, I don't know what he'll be telling us yet, but it's some PR thing dressed up as an interview. So we'll find out together. There will also be, of course, the small matter of today's mystery quiz. Now, I think today's mystery, Monday mystery quiz, is a mystery theme tune. You can win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
£5,000 up for grabs.
£5,000 is not up for grabs. Very much down for grabs.
If you can identify today's mystery theme tune for the mystery theme tune, we will play you later on. So that means by 4 o'clock or something, that's just over an hour's time, you could have in your pocket £5,000.
But no thanks to Talk Radio or this competition.
£4,000. Sorry, £5,000 by 4 o'clock.
£0,000.
Someone's got to win it, and it could well be you. All you got to do
is... No, it couldn't. No one's got to win it. It's not even here to be won. I don't know what money he's talking about. There's no budget for it.
£5,000.
No, why? Where do you even get that figure from?
You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Right, your car's all ready. Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving our thorough last check. Mm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Simon.
We know every Nissan back to front. So for total peace of mind, visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 22nd of January. Get a deposit contribution of £500 or even £1,000 on X-Trail, plus 2 years servicing on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance. 9.9% APR representative, subject to status and over 18s, participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France, for help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2017 with a five-star luxury golf trip for two to Florida with Valspar Trade. Just make a purchase in-store before the 29th of January for your chance to win. T's and C's apply. See in-store for details. TradePoint members only.
TradePoint!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoon, specifically a Monday one. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio and it's 3 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump wants quick trade deal, Tunisia terror inquest start, and a house explosion injures five.
Talk Radio.
Conservative MP Michael Gove has told Talk Radio there's a dark side to Donald Trump's character. He's the first British journalist to interview the Republican since he was elected US president. Mr. Trump says he wants to get a trade deal done quickly with the UK after Brexit. The Leave campaigner says that's important.
You don't have to like him, and in many, many cases people will have very understandable, well-founded and reasonable cause to be very wary of him. But let's do business, and I think a good relationship between the President of the United States, whoever he or she may be, and the Prime Minister of Britain is a good thing.
Sinn Féin has formally declined to nominate a Deputy First Minister for Northern Ireland following the resignation of Martin McGuinness. He stepped down last week over a botched renewable energy scheme. It means the power-sharing executive at Stormont will officially collapse at 5pm, triggering a snap election. The outgoing First Minister Arlene Foster says Sinn Féin has an ulterior motive.
They did not like the election result last May, and therefore they're looking to have another go at the election. They have forced an election that risks Northern Ireland's future and its stability and suits nobody apart from themselves.
Former football coach Barry Bennell has denied 8 child sex offences. He's claimed the abuse happened in the early 1980s. The 63-year-old's been remanded in custody. An inquest has heard Tunisian police deliberately delayed getting into the scene of a terror attack that killed 38 tourists. 30 British people were among the victims of a gunman who opened fire on a beach in the resort of Sousse in summer 2015. 2 people have been seriously injured in an explosion at a house in Manchester. 3 others were also hurt in the blast, which has partially destroyed a property in Blackley. And it's being reported Eddie, the Eagle Edwards, has been axed from the next series of The Jump. It's claimed the 53-year-old was dropped after raising concerns over health and safety on the winter sports show, which has seen several celebrities injured.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly cloudy with some rain and drizzle, highs of 11 degrees.
That seems very odd, doesn't it? That he's been chucked off The Jump for raising health and safety concerns, given that most people who've been on The Jump have legitimate health and safety concerns because bits of them have been broken.
I know. Beth Tweddle, she had to have surgery, I think it was on her spine,
yes,
after the last series.
The comedian Marcus Brigstock shattered his leg off.
There we go.
So I think Eddie the Eagle Edwards has possibly got
a case.
Well, I just think it's notorious for it, isn't it?
Mm. It is.
All right.
Yeah, would you it's common knowledge.
Would you go on The Jump?
No.
As a celebrity?
Well, I'm not a celebrity, am I?
Well, you've got your own following on, you know.
I don't have very many Twitter followers.
No.
I would like more. My Twitter name is Victoria_Bourne. That's about B-O-U-R-N-E.
Well, you need to go on a bigger radio station this
time. I mean,
just
thought I'd try.
Britain's 32nd most listened to national radio station, Victoria.
Mm.
Out of a possible 39.
Yeah, we're not at the bottom though, are we? Mm. Not at the moment, anyway.
It's a matter of time. All right. Okay, thanks very much, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that. We are, I think, going to Ben, by the way. Ben and his pre-recorded sport.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Ben's pre-recorded sport, which today, oh God, here we go. He's coming live from cows practicing for their annual moo down tap dancing competition.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with some transfer news. West Brom have reportedly made a £10 million offer for Hull midfielder Jake Livermore. Crystal Palace manager Sam Allardyce has confirmed the club have agreed a deal with Arsenal to sign fullback Carl Jenkinson. Only personal terms standing in the way of the transfer going through. Chelsea striker Patrick Bamford's reported to be in advanced talks over a permanent move to Middlesbrough. Aston Villa's Ali Sissoko set for a loan move to Greek champions Olympiacos, and former Chelsea winger Arjen Robben has signed a new contract to Bayern Munich. His previous deal was due to expire in the summer, but he's agreed a 12-month extension. Finally, F1, Lewis Hamilton has a new teammate at Mercedes. Valtteri Bottas has taken the seat vacated by F1 world champion Nico Rosberg following his surprise retirement. Felipe Massa has reversed his decision to call it a day and will rejoin Williams to replace Bottas for the new season. Elsewhere, German Pascal Wehrlein has moved to Sauber on a busy day of driver announcements. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sports live from where some cows have been prat dancing. I mean, in many ways. Practicing for their annual Moo Down tap dancing competition. Keep sending those suggestions in. 8722, it just makes Cass have to do some work.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Okay, still to come on the programme, don't forget today's mystery quiz. It's a mystery theme tune quiz. Identify the mystery theme tune, win £5,000. £5,000.
£5,000is not available.
£5,000
not available.
Also, the comedian Brendan Rees will join us. He's going to be plugging something or other that he's flogging. It's a PR thing dressed up as an interview. That's how the radio works. And also, it's Blue Monday, and we're trying to reject the notion of Blue Monday in order to bring you reasons to be cheerful. Part three is the third time this afternoon. So, Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. John, hi there. I've just been elected to be the President of the United States despite everything.
Oh, good news.
Says Donald. So what if things aren't going too well? I'm set to earn nearly £17 million from the sale of an education website business
that
I'm a part
good
of.
News.
That's from Jeremy Hunt.
Great news for the health secretary there, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, the NHS is in one of the worst crises it's ever been in, with waiting times at A&E well over 4 hours. You've got GPs stretched to breaking point in most parts of the country. But the health secretary is going to earn £17 million this weekend for the sale of his education website business. That is, what a reason to be cheerful.
Yeah.
That is. Thank you very much. Thank you. 8722.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. So, should we pay children to eat vegetables? If you've seen any of the news today, you'll know that is a question that is being asked. It's being asked today is the question is whether or not it's okay to pay children to eat vegetables. So, should we pay children to eat vegetables? It's a question that's being asked today regarding the question as to whether or not children should be paid to eat vegetables. Now, many are saying that it's wrong, and of course we now know of another dossier that's been widely circulated that suggests that the Russian Secret Service has compromising footage of President-elect Donald Trump paying children to eat vegetables in a Moscow hotel room. Should children be bribed to eat their greens, or is that up there with the other things parents, such as myself, pay our children to do, such as giving my 6-year-old a pound to fill in my tax return, or giving my 4-year-old child 50 pence to chainsaw up the Christmas tree I chucked in the garden and then drive all the resulting bits of sharp wood to the tip? Is that wrong? Some say it's fine. Others say it's a blueprint for disaster. Now, on the telephone line, listening to me there say the word blueprint, but mishear it slightly and call in anyway, is Barney. Good afternoon, Barney.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you have called in. I said blueprint. You've called in because you misheard it. You thought I said footprints. And you hate footprints. According to you, you just told our researcher that footprints have no place in today's society. They are old-fashioned, they're racist, and are merely foot litter. Is that right?
That is all right. I mean, I was just having a very detailed conversation with your researcher about it in that 7-second window between hearing it, mishearing it, and calling it in. But while I am on the line, I'll tell you, I'm a very positive person, John, as you won't know because I haven't called before. And I think footprints are very much negative, very much in the past, backwards thinking.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're behind you, aren't they? You're walking forward, and you could be going through the nice snow. You could be going through a muddy puddle. You could be just going through some blood left after a killing spree. Either way, you're thinking forward, you're thinking positive. Blue Monday, forget that, that's behind you. And that is also where the footprint is. Blue print Monday print footprint.
Thank you, Barney. Stay on the line for me, because you raise some points there, certainly. And I don't know if one was valid or not. Marley is on the other line, though. Hello, Marley.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for calling in. You've heard Barney there, and I understand you want to have a Barney with Barney about this notion. He says footprints are we don't need them anymore. It's simply looking to the past. Let's look to the future where the footprints aren't, Marley.
Oh, no, no, no. Listen here. Footprints are the best thing that I've ever had in my life, a footprint. It's a way of leaving a precious memory. It's a way I can connect with my family, John. I got a big family here at the farm.
Yeah.
You're right. I got two geese. I got a chest of drawers. Four tape measures and a gallon of honey. You know, it's not much, but we're all together, and no matter where we go, we leave precious footprints in the mud, and that's how I can remember what we've done.
But, Marley, it's foot litter, isn't it? If you leave anything, it's a detritus of one's footstep. And
well, I don't know what detritus is. I think that's somewhere you might visit in the United States of America.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think it's litter any more than maybe kind of like sneezing and coughing is air pollution.
Just hold the line there, because, Barney, let me bring you back in here, because I think, I mean, I've got to play devil's advocate here, as you know, but I'm prepared to say that Marley is an idiot. So would you say, and I know we've talked about this before on the programme, but it's worth cleaning up. Footprints should be cleaned up after yourself like dog mess, shouldn't they, Barney?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think Marley is not only an idiot, but incomprehensible and rather annoying as well. And I would say that, that anything with foot at the beginning generally, I think is abhorrent and loathsome. I mean, if you go down the street and you were to hear someone shout, "Would you like a foot long?" You know what they're saying. I know what they mean. You know what they mean. And
it's wrong, isn't it? It's wrong.
Well, it is right.
A foot long is a foot wrong. I mean, that's what many people say.
But what about that fabulous film Footloose?
Yeah. Well,
Let Marley come back in on that, because what's
Marley and me, or just me?
Marley
and me. That was a documentary on my life.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
is it me?
No. Marley.
Is it me
you're looking for?
Marley. What's so good about a loose foot?
Oh, let me tell you, there's so much things good about loose foot. Did you ever trip and you're worried about spraining your ankle?
Yeah.
Don't worry, if you've got a loose foot, it's already a wiggle-wiggle, right? Now, if you ever want to track something in the forest, maybe you lost a pet, maybe you lost a friend, maybe young Barney there isn't wanting to be clapping and dancing with young children in America dressed up in that pink get-up. Maybe he wants to kind of have a little dance himself.
Yeah.
Well, if he's got a loose foot, he can get right on that, can't he? Nothing wrong with foot loose and nothing wrong with footprints.
Yes, you're
obviously you've got a spare foot anyway, so you don't mind a loose one.
insane, which is a is a bonus for calling in a talk radio station. You should call LBC after this.
Look, the extension number be insane.
Look, I think it's important. Our parks, and these are parks that children play in, are full of footprints a lot of the time, especially if it's muddy, right? So if we clean up after ourselves, like with dog mess, there are these new footprint bins, of course, around parks. Now they're yellow, so you don't mistake them for the dog mess ones. And you can go around, you can scrape up your footprint. Just pick your footprint up in a bag, and everyone should do it. It's just polite. And then put the footprint in the yellow footprint bin. I think that is a good thing, isn't it, Barney? It's a better, you know, we're not leaving foot litter around.
But no, I think the bigger problem is, and I heard you earlier talking about the top, it was 8 people are owning the same wealth as half the country.
That's right, in the news today,
Or Tamworth or somewhere.
Tamworth.
What I think is a problem these days is that the cost of 3D printing for these footprints, they're prints of a foot. Back in the old days, there'd be someone stood there in one of those cameras where they put the sheets over the back of your head, and you have to stay there for a good half an hour to fully get the print.
Yeah.
And then as they developed through the Polaroid age, they could come out, you have to blow on it and wave it around. But these days, there is a 3D printer that follows everyone around in the footprints, and the cost of that is going to the top 8 people in the world. And personally, I don't think that's right. I don't know what you think, John, but you know, you're not a socialist, I hope. I hope you don't agree with that notion.
I don't agree with that notion. No, I don't. And the reason I don't agree with that notion is partly because of the history of a footprint, of course. If you look at that, we know that... we didn't used to have footprints. I mean,
we're celebrating the centenary of the footprint this year. 100 years of footprints in the United Kingdom. That is a major milestone.
But I know, but that's the problem, isn't it? Because you remember the land... It used to be green and pleasant land, but now it's all covered in footprints. So Francis Drake, as we know, brought footprints back here and gave them as a gift to Queen Victoria. She popularised them, and now everyone's leaving footprints all over the place. And it's a mess. It's a mess, isn't it? It's like anything. It's like, should we charge 5p for each footprint? Would that deter people, like with banks?
No, I couldn't afford that.
No, well...
I can barely afford the rent of my geese house.
But that's the point, isn't it? If we charge people 5p to leave a footprint, people wouldn't leave them anymore.
No, yeah, but I would definitely go for a hard Brexit and get the footprints out straight away.
Yeah.
I know that some people like your contributor, is it Marley and me? I'm not sure.
Jennifer Aniston.
I think she wants to slowly get them out. So maybe do footprints in the snow first. And maybe a few puddle prints later, but I would just get them out now.
How many footprints?
I think you'll have the Church of England on you for that, because footprints in the sand is a very popular allegorical poem. You see,
it is. That's true. Yeah. But I want you to, it's funny you should mention that, because I want you to listen. I want you to listen to this.
You walked with me, footprints in the sand.
That's I'm afraid, is Leona Lewis. But now listen to this.
You walked with me in the sand.
And that's what happens if you get rid of footprints, Barney. And I'll again play the devil's advert. Is that what you want?
Yeah, well, that sounded like music to my ears, John.
Yeah.
I think you were lacking something. What in the sand? We lose the context. And as we all know, Leona Lewis's fabulous pop career is based on context.
Would you, just very quickly, because we're running out of time, really, but I want to get your opinion on this, these trials they're doing in Sweden. I don't know whether you're aware of, they're doing some trials in Sweden.
No footprints in Sweden.
No, well, that's right, because everybody gets a footprint bag, don't they? And what you have to do in Sweden, it's now illegal to walk forward. You have to walk backwards wherever you go and pick the footprints up in the little footprint bag as you go, and then put them in the bins that they've got. It's a footprint-free nation, and it's cleaner for
you. I think you'll find, John, that having walking backwards all the time, the country's instances of knee operations has gone through the roof. They can't afford to be bending up and down all the time, up and down, like a little jack-in-the-box. No, you're going to ruin the people's joints.
Yeah, well, surely your contributor, John, would actually be grateful for the lack of footprints, because after he commits what is surely a crime, unless he is in Wales, with all of his family of animals, they'd recognise him. Because
they're not all animals, a gallon of honey in an animal.
Yeah, so his footprints have clearly got 6 toes, so if I was him, I'd be in favour of getting rid of them.
Right, then there we must leave that debate. It's set to run and run. Could you sum up for me, please, the footprint debate in one word, Marley?
Petros and Martoglyph.
Thank you, and Barney.
Kuala Lumpur.
Good. Right, if you've got an opinion on whether or not we need footprints in post-Brexit Britain, I mean, they're everywhere, aren't they? But do we need them? Are they a blight? Are they a blight on the ground? Should we be picking them up in bags and popping them in those yellow bins, those footprint bins you can see now in the parks? Clearing up after ourselves, is that such a bad thing? Let me know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Do we need footprints in post-Brexit Britain when we've got custard and revolutionary hair care? Let me know what you think. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that's The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
If you're in the trade, you're probably no stranger to your local Screwfix store. Well, next time you're in, make sure you get your copy of the new Screwfix catalogue. It's got over 15,000 trade products, and best of all, it's free. The new Screwfix catalogue. Get yours free in-store today. Those in the know Screwfix.
Businesses like our cars come in all shapes and sizes. There can be just one of you, or two of you, five of you, or even 100 of you. It's why we designed the stylish and spacious Mazda 3, the large and luxurious Mazda 6, and the versatile Mazda CX-5. So whatever size business you are, there's a Mazda to suit. All designed around you, so you and your car feel as one. Monthly rental prices start at £159 for the Mazda 3. Search Mazda for more details. Mazda. Drive together.
T's and C's apply. Initial rental of £954. All rentals exclude VAT at 20%. £159 per month includes £500 dealer contribution. Finance subject to status. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services contract hire.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays around Lamberhurst in Kent caused by the closure of the A21. Both sides closed near the Scotney Castle roundabout after an accident. So Cambridge's A1MV southbound. You can't leave at junction 15 for Sawtree because of an accident just off it, closing off the Old North Road. Better news for the M6 in Cheshire. The northbound queues have been lifted around junction 20. Through Frodsham in Cheshire, though, the Clifton Road, the A557, is still closed south around the M56 because of an accident. And through Penrith in Cumbria, the eastbound A66 closed near the Kempley Bank roundabout after an accident there. I'm Joanna Adams.
Here's one for Alessia Sanazzaro, co-founder of Chusic. Her app finds beats for happy feet. She's rocking her own business, yeah? But every leading lady needs backup. And by GoDaddy, she found it. With domain and web hosting to put her business online, now she's got investors putting their hands up in the air.
Go Chusic, GoDaddy. Taking your business online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John, the debate about footprints. I think we should be tough on footprints, tough on the causes of footprints. Those are feet. I suggest we cut everybody's feet off. Then they'll just be stump prints and they don't take up as much space. That's coming from Idea. There. Cornelius, I know you've
lots
got some reactions
coming in. John, footprints originally followed me on Twitter. Now they're following me everywhere and I'm getting worried. That's coming from Worried. John, footprints. Why are we still printing off feet in this day of electronic mail? It is stupid.
Yeah, and a waste of ink as well, a lot of people saying. Ditto carbon footprints. Those people, you know, who step in coal and then leave it on the floor, that is a huge problem, of course, and only growing. A lot of people saying, though, they don't think those footprints are man-made. Mm. So some are by women and pets who've walked through some coal. John, I remember back in the 80s when Mrs. Thatcher tried to close the footprint mines Footprints. She didn't like the strength of the union of the cobblers' union, and she closed down the footprint mines, leading to those riots between cobblers and the police. We don't want to return to that, do we? Well, it's interesting, isn't it? And the debate is set to run and run. But tell us what you think. Do you think we need footprints, or should we just wipe them up, pick them up in those little bags like with dog mess when we need? You know, in a country, really, post-Brexit, 2017, we've got custard now, we've got revolutionary hair care. Do we need footprints? Let us know your thoughts. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news recently.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh.
The news?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So every morning I wallpaper on my wall with newspapers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you understand it, though?
No, I can't get my head around what I do.
Exactly.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Odd behaviour.
Of a future serial killer. But the good news is that we're here to help you if you can't understand the news. Lots of news today. Of course, we know that there is going to be a snap election in Northern Ireland because of the crisis of the Deputy First Minister's resignation. We know that Theresa May is still drip-feeding what she says she's going to be saying about Brexit in her speech. I think with speeches tomorrow, a clean, hard Brexit is the latest. Donald Trump says Britain was smart to vote to leave the EU as well. He said that, but then again, he'd say anything because he's essentially just a performing orange gibbon. So, it's so complicated. But it's all right, we're here to help because we explain the news on this programme using the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Could become tax haven post-Brexit. Good news for Jimmy Carr.
The news in haikus. Now, ahead of talking to our guest this afternoon, it's comedian Brendan Rees. He'll be joining us in a PR interview dressed up as entertainment. We bring you other news, actually. I mean, a lot of news around today, but news for regular listeners, and the surprise news is that Cornelius, afternoon Cornelius.
Afternoon.
He's met a lady.
What?
Regular listeners know that Cornelius was taught to kiss by his own mother on the way to the bus stop during a Tinder date. His first one.
He made that up.
He said to his mum that he didn't really know how to kiss.
He
taught him how to do it at the bus stop in full view of some people in a queue and on a bus. So that's nice. But Cornelius, I understand you've met a lady the other day.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
So I've got a new neighbour.
You frightened her.
Yeah. Like, bigly. Basically, in my building, I've got brand new two girls my age have moved into the flat below me and my housemate.
They're 12.
No, they are my age. The way our building works is it's got a front door with a window that you can easily see through.
That's like a window then?
Yeah, but it's a front door.
Yeah.
And then a long corridor.
Yeah, with a window in it. Yeah.
I was going out the other day for a jog. Because I've also started jogging.
I was going to say, that's quite big news as well, isn't it?
It is, really, yeah.
Well, two new girls have moved into my building. So I'd set off my app and was walking out the building. It's quite late at night.
You've got a jogging app, have you?
Yeah, this app, and it sort of does stuff. And then what I was doing, I didn't bother to turn the light in the hallway on because there's no point.
Yeah.
So I headed towards our door down this long, dark corridor.
Yeah.
And then saw one of the girls coming through on the other side of the door. And then I was like, right, I'm about to scare her unintentionally. There's nothing I can do because I'm just standing in the dark on the other side of this doorway.
As she opened the door.
So what I did, just before she opened the door,
worried, yeah.
Yeah, so I turned on the light, which was next to the door, which doesn't help because then I just appeared in front of her and she got really, really scared.
Well, I'm not surprised because you are a boggle-eyed sort of creature.
Yeah, well,
let's be polite, let's call them unconventional looks. You know, and in the dark, if your face loomed out, that would.
I was wearing my hood up as well because I wear a hoodie when I'm jogging because it's cold. But I opened the door and I said, sorry, I sort of knew that was going to happen, but I thought I made it less worse by the light, but I probably didn't.
Fewer.
But at that point, while I was trying to explain it, this just popped out of my phone.
Hey there, awesome runner. Enjoy your run today.
Just said it aloud.
So you're sort of saying, I'm really sorry I tried to scare you.
Yeah.
You know, and I was making the best of a bad job where it could have been, if you'd opened the door and I'm standing there, it looks really sinister, but instead it just looked like I was appearing in front of you through the glass. Also sinister. So let's be friends. And then you got
there, awesome runner. Enjoy your run today.
And then what did she do?
She sort of nodded and walked past me quite quickly.
Have you ever spoken to her again?
Nope.
No. Good. Are you going to again?
Nope.
No.
Couldn't you have just walked backwards out the corridor? If she hadn't seen you, you could have just nipped back at the corridor.
I didn't think of that. I was already getting my jog on. I was jogging down.
She's certainly going to be offended by that. You got a jog on.
So, yeah, don't use those running apps because they are not very good. I mean, they are good, but
just the way it just sort of popped up and ended the conversation for you. And also called you an awesome runner.
Yeah,
awesome yet?
What?
Are you awesome yet?
No, to be honest, it was the first time I'd been using this app as well. So
it's nice that it was encouraging you, though.
Sorry?
It's nice that it was encouraging you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's lucky you didn't have your other app, the one that just goes, hey there, awesome sex pest. You know that one? That would have scared her.
I don't have that. What app is... Why would that be an app?
Don't worry, con mate. They only put those apps on people's phones. They put it on in the store before they give it to certain people. That's why John knows about it and we don't.
Just to warn strangers. Anyway, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Conecdote. Right, in the next half hour of the programme, we'll be joined by the comedian Brendan Rees.
Brennan.
Did I say Brendan? Yeah. I've been saying that all afternoon.
I know. Is that the first time you've done it wrong on air?
All right, well, off air.
You did it wrong before in the office, yeah.
All right. Brennan Rees will be joining us in the next half hour.
Right.
And you can win £5,000. £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
In today's Mystery Theme Tune quiz. You're listening to Talk Radio just after 3:30. Victoria has got the news.
Talk Radio.
MP Michael Gove has told Talk Radio you don't have to like Donald Trump in order to do business with the US. The former Justice Secretary says he believes the president-elect, who told him he wants a post-Brexit trade deal done quickly. Here's the pro-Leave Tory MP.
I think it's important that we recognise that there's a dark side to the Trump character. However, he is also now the president-elect. He's been chosen after a grueling campaign in which many of those weaknesses were held up to the public gaze. So we've got to deal with him, I think, in a businesslike way.
It looks like a snap election will be called in Northern Ireland at 5 o'clock this evening. Sinn Féin has formally announced it won't replace Martin McGuinness, who resigned as Deputy First Minister a week ago. An explosion at a house in Manchester has injured at least 5 people, 2 seriously. The home has been partially destroyed in Blackley. Fire crews have rescued a kitten from the debris. An inquest into the deaths of dozens of British tourists in Tunisia has heard police could have ended the attack earlier. 38 people, including 30 Britons, were shot dead by a lone gunman on a beach in Sousse in 2015. Former football coach Barry Bennell has been remanded in custody after pleading not guilty to 8 historical child sex offences. The 63-year-old is due back in court for another hearing in March. And a bronze statue of Cilla Black has been unveiled in her home city of Liverpool. The memorial is outside the original entrance to the Cavern Club, where the late singer and TV presenter had worked as a cloakroom girl. The weather cloudy and damp tonight, especially in the northwest. Fog patches are likely in the southeast with lows of 2 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be cloudy again with rain across central and northern England, highs of 10. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour with Victoria there, who brought us the news and the weather.
That's correct, John.
Good. Cilla Black again, by the way.
Mm.
You didn't really answer. Was it a surprise?
No.
But they put the statue up.
It was pre-planned. Was it a surprise? It takes a while to make the statue.
Surprise. I haven't seen the statue. Is it in the shape of her?
It's her in her youth. Not as a child, but, you know, when she first became famous.
So as a cloak?
The Bob.
Who's Bob?
The hairstyle Bob.
Oh. No, it's John.
You're not a hairstyle.
That's very true.
And as you were saying earlier, you do need to have something done to your hair.
What's left of it?
In the next half an hour of the programme, the comedian Brennan Rees will be joining us with some PR dressed up as an interview. And you can win £5,000.
No, you can't.
In our mystery theme tune quiz. Next on Talk Radio.
Cultural learnings of Paul Roche for make benefit glorious station of Talk Radio.
Now, my birthday is New Year's Eve, but like Her Majesty the Queen, I get two special days, my birthday and also January the 18th, this Wednesday, when it's Paul Roche Day in Kazakhstan.
We'll be making celebration with special morning of saber dance dwarf monkeys, swan meat and poking toothless peasant with stick, plus mad bear fun. Hit Donkey Powered Radio to double loudness and make good cheer, for January 18th is National Paul Roche Day, this Wednesday from 6 o'clock in the morning when cockerel make noise. Not now! On Talk Radios is nice.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Time then, as regular listeners might know, for us to give away £5,000!
No, it's not. Regular listeners will know that we don't have that to give away, and you just make up that we do, even though it's in breach of some quite serious guidelines. So I have to keep saying that no, we do not have that to give away. There is no prize for the remainder of this show.
Today I'm also going to throw in a...
No, there's nothing to...
Holiday to the Bahamas.
Are you paying for that, are you? You paying for that?
You can win a holiday in the...
No, you can't. No one can win anything.
Cool quiz, guys.
Simply identifying today's mystery theme tune. It's the Monday Mystery Quiz, in which you can win £5,000 and a holiday to the Bahamas.
£5,000 is not available, neither is the holiday.
If you'd like to get involved, then there is a text number. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Do you want to say how much it costs?
25p, yeah. Mate.
Well, that's fine, isn't
plus
it?
Plus your standard network rate.
Which is fine if you've got 5,000. It's worth it for £5,000, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's no money to be won here, so...
So here comes today's Monday Mystery Quiz. All you have to do is tell us what TV show this is from. Identify the TV show. Listen carefully, it's quite
difficult. We've already had some guesses coming in.
And... Well, that's just stupid. I mean, you're wasting 25p. Because, really, I mean...
That's your standard network, right?
Because, you know, I mean, I know there's £5,000 and there's every chance
no,
you win.
No, there's not.
Or a holiday in the Bahamas.
There's neither nor a holiday nor money
then,
to be won.
Then,
here.
You know, you're just wasting your time. But anyway, here it is, for those who are waiting to enter, the Monday Mystery Quiz. What TV show is this from? Sunday, happy days. Now, that's quite difficult.
Oh.
So, you've got to try and work out, if you can...
I recognise it, definitely.
What that... You can't play, Dave. You're not eligible to win the five...
But it's good to play along.
£5,000.
No one's eligible to win £5,000 or a holiday.
Here comes... I'll give it to you again, because it's quite difficult. Here it comes. Sunday, Monday, happy days. What TV show is that from?
That is tough.
Well, of course it's tough. I mean, you can't make it easy, because it's £5,000 up for grabs.
No, there's not.
This is coming from Fingers Wakely. Hashtag mystery tune. John, is it the theme to Trumpton? Show me the money. It's not, Fingers, it's not. So good guess. I'm really sorry. It isn't a theme tune to Trumpton. Have another listen to it. Here it comes. Sunday, Monday, happy days. What's the TV show that's the theme for? Very difficult indeed. Cornelius, a guess is coming in. I know.
Tim says, John, it sounds to me like the theme from the Hollyoaks spin-off, Hollyoaks... colon in the city.
No. I could again, no, it's not. John, hi John. This is a really easy one today. Is it the theme, and I know it is, from the excellent and insightful documentary Danny Dyer's Deadliest Men. Let's have another listen to it. Sunday, Monday, happy days. It's really difficult, isn't it? I'll tell you what, because it's so difficult, right? And because the stakes are quite high. Because it's £5,000 you're playing for.
No, you're not.
Or a holiday in the Bahamas.
No, it's all a holiday. It's or, no holiday.
Or both of those things.
Neither of those things.
Then you...
Who would choose just one of them?
You're both...
What competition both, format is that?
Both of those things up the grabs.
No, they're not. Neither of them are.
If you can identify it, and I'm going to give you a clue. So here's clue one again. Here's clue one. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Right, okay. And just to make it a little bit easy for you, because it's so difficult, I'm going to give you another clue. Here it comes. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. There. John, this is Mr. Biscuits. Is it the lesbian television drama best watched with the sound down in case the wife comes home tipping the velvet? It's... Let's hear that again. Wednesday, happy days. No, it's not. That was clue two again. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a third clue. Okay?
Well, that's unprecedented.
I know, but it is very difficult as well. So here comes clue number three. Thursday, Friday, happy days. There you go.
Ooh, hang on.
Right. So let's hear them again in order. Here's clue one. Sunday, Monday, happy days. You're not going to get it from that. You're not. I admit it's too difficult. You're not going to get it from that. Okay, so here's clue two. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Again, John, easy, actually. I've got it on clue two. It's Noel Edmonds' multicoloured swap shop. That's from Simon Aspen. It's Simon, so close to that £5,000 that's available.
No, it's not. £5,000 is not available.
Here's clue three. Thursday, Friday, happy days. What is that? John, is it the theme tune for one of Channel 5's Blink and You Miss It Nipple Fests that used to be broadcast on Friday night at 10:55 p.m.? That is from Ross. Do you know what? We're going to take traffic and travel now, and I'm going to have to roll the quiz over. And I know it's difficult, but it gives you some thinking time, I think. That's important. So let's hear it. Clue number one. Monday, happy days. What is that the theme tune for? No one has got it yet, so all to play for. And by all, I mean £5,000 to play for.
£5,000 is not available.
We're also giving away a holiday in the Bahamas.
No, we're not. There's no prizes available.
Before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Someone's got to get those prizes.
No one can get those prizes.
And it could well be you.
No, it can't.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll talk to comedian Brennan Rees next. On Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault. There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid.
That's not a big deal. This is... Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when you're less cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again? You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected home care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur.
Aww.
For home care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 3 metre by 38mm dark granite laminate worktop for only £19.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Lamberhurst, the A21 is still closed in both directions around the Scotney Castle roundabout. That's after an accident. No change in Runcorn for the A557 Clifton Road. Closed south around the M56 after an accident there. In Penrith in Cumbria, the eastbound A66 remains closed approaching the Kemple Bank roundabout. That's after an accident involving a lorry and 3 other vehicles. And you might find it slow moving through North Tyneside on the A19. That's because of ongoing work around the Silverlink roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
This goes out to Gavin Owen, founder of SparChem, chemicals for spas and pools. Gav's not just dipped his toe into starting a business, by GoDaddy, he's dived right in. At first, he was a small fish in an even smaller pond. But GoDaddy's email marketing tool really opened the floodgates. Now things are going swimmingly. He's my man. The merman. This spot's for you, G.
Go SparChem, GoDaddy. Taking your business online.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes, I am him. What that production thing there just said. It's just coming up to a time. There will be guest action for you momentarily. Before that, though, well, today, Blue Monday, of course, the most depressing day of the year. That is in many of the news stories. We know there's going to be a snap election in Northern Ireland at around 5 o'clock this afternoon. No doubt all the details of that coming to you via Sam Delaney on Drive. Donald Trump has told Michael Gove, the slug-faced man, that he thought the UK was smart to vote Brexit, but then Donald Trump would say anything and then probably deny it a bit later on. After all, this is a man who paid some prostitutes to wee on him. So, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, many people can't, Cornelius, which is why we are here. We are here to explain the news to you, to analyse the news, to drill down into the very depths of the news to see what's there. And, of course, when you do that, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Trump wants quick trade deal. In return, Mrs. May will have to wee on him.
The news in haikus. So guest action we promised you on a Monday afternoon, and guest action we deliver right now. It's only the English comedian of the year.
Is that
right?
That's me.
Is
yeah,
that right?
Hello.
Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Good, right, good.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Brendan Rees, hello.
How are you doing?
Hi, good to have you. We should point out right at the beginning, this is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Yeah, so, yeah, so I'll be answering questions very nicely. Yeah, you direct might, him to tickets.
You might as well just tell us straight off what it is you're flogging.
I'm flogging me.
Yeah.
Basically, in sort of a Donald Trump manner. Like, and basically, I'm here from the 16th to the 21st at the Soho Theatre.
Soho Theatre in London.
In London, the capital of England, yeah.
Well done. Which is good, because you're the English Comedian of the Year.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. English Comedian of the Year... I mean, when did that happen, and which competition is that? I get confused, Brendan,
so,
if I'm honest with you.
So, there's a competition,
yeah,
aptly named,
yeah,
the English Comedian of the Year.
It's racist, that, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Especially in Brexit times. Yeah. It does sound a bit like, right, we're keeping it to ourselves, yeah. You lot can go. but they do, like, a Scottish one. Yeah. I don't know if they do a Welsh one, because I think there's, like, seven comics in Wales.
Yeah, then they just get on a rota system. It's like Employee of the Month.
Yeah.
First, it goes to Ellis James.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then again, Ellis James the next year.
Yeah.
It just goes round and round Ellis James, mostly, I think. So what did you... So when was this? And
so that happens once a year. So I did it at the end... When was it? About... I think it was the end of last year.
Yeah.
And then as the prize, you get to go to Australia, which is weird, isn't it? Because that's where they used to send English people that were bad at their things. So I got to go there for 3 months, which was too hot.
Yeah.
So hot. So you start off in Perth, you do a tour around... most days it was about 42 degrees,
yeah,
which is so, like, that's hotter than an eco wash,
yeah,
which shouldn't be a thing. and then came back with just lots of sunburn.
It does seem wrong to say, well, Donny, the best comedian in England,
yeah,
so go away from here so
exactly.
No one can see you. It's just a bit odd, that.
And also, it's weird with that title, when you go over there and they don't know whether you've been on the telly or not,
yeah,
and they go, he's going to be the best one.
He's the best one in England.
Why is he doing this room above a pub? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, all right, so tell us about the Soho show. So this is, it's, what date did you say it was?
So it starts tonight on the 16th.
So we've got you on the first day.
Yeah, yeah.
And how are the nerves?
All right, I think.
Of course they are. You're a professional. You're the English Comedian of the Year.
I reckon my northern accent will translate down south, maybe.
Yeah.
So I'm here for the... for the week, and it's basically just me talking about, I talk about growing up, my family, nothing political, it's nothing angry, it's, it's just...
Well, that's what we want on Blue Monday, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good for this.
And as a Man City fan, it feels quite apt to start on a Blue Monday, so it's all good.
Yeah. Well, apparently you're a hilarious, rubber-faced, bright young talent. Not my words, the words of the stage. Yeah,
which sort of feels like it's a bit pointless on the radio, isn't it? Yeah. It's like, his face is really rubbery, you can hear it in his mouth.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
My face does too much.
Does too much for you.
I say I've got very loud features.
Yeah. All right. So in terms of what we're going to get then, should people come? And why the hell wouldn't they, frankly?
They should.
Yes.
And why wouldn't they?
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Don't know. I reckon most people, well, not most people, but people don't just go out the house anymore, do they? Because of the phones. Yeah, you can watch a clip of it online, but it's not as good as...
It's not as good as being there, though, is
it? No, it's not. No. Like, it costs more, but it's... You know, that's
it's worth
it,
isn't it? That's the point.
It's
the most miserable
day.
Did you deliberately choose to start this on the most miserable day of the
year? No, it's the only day they had. So I'm just...
And how have you had a depressing day? Because most people, it turns out, have today, Blue Monday.
Yeah.
Have you had a depressing day?
No, because I quite like Christmas.
Well, it's gone now.
Really. Yeah. But the nice thing about when it's done is, one, you don't have a tree in your house, and two, you don't have to see your family for a year.
Yeah.
So I'm quite happy that we're all right now.
It's nice that you're bringing cheer to us all, I think. in many ways. The show, I mean, is it... do you weave a story, or is it just a series of jokes? For those that don't know, Brendan, just briefly talk us through what it is you do, because people will judge you by this.
It's a story.
Yeah,
it's a nice hour-long story. Yep. Loads of jokes, loads of observations in it. Not one-liners or anything like that. And again, as I said, nothing too serious. So it's about me growing up in the north. I'm well into my family, so it's about like loads of stuff about my family.
Yeah.
And about sort of growing up as like a modern man, because I am bad at being a bloke.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, well, one, I look like this, and like it's
rubber faced,
yeah. and I've got the frame of a 12-year-old girl. And it nowadays,
so is Dave, but it's in his cellar.
He only lets me out to do this show. That's where I've been living. And like, there's quite a lot expected. Like, I'm not like nothing like my dad. My dad's proper. He can make stuff.
Is it? Well, he's northern.
He's northern.
My dad's like that. My dad is a builder.
Yeah.
Right? Or he's retired now, but he was a builder and was continually disappointed as I grew up that I could not do anything at all. I had no skills.
Yeah.
And what does he do?
My dad works in a battery factory.
A battery factory?
Yeah, he's worked all his life just making batteries.
Good.
And then when I'm like, Dad, I want to tell jokes, he's like, get out. It's not a good look in the north.
I'll tell you what, I bet your house has never been short of batteries, though, has it? Like everyone else?
No. Well, no. You'd say that, but he's one of those, like, because I reckon he knows how much effort it takes to make a battery. He's one of those people that will stand closer and closer to the TV with a remote. Just like, you might as well just press it. You're basically there.
Just using every last drop.
Yeah, yeah. But rubbing them together.
That works, though, doesn't it? Just taking the back off and just sliding your hand across the batteries. You'll get another 6 months out.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. I've done that many times. So, you know, let's, you know, what's his favourite battery? Come on. It's what the nation wants to know. What's his favourite? I mean, you've got your AA, you've got your AAA, you've got your square one.
The square,
the little,
I think it's called
the little round ones.
The little round ones.
That go in your watch and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon...
Fiddly and annoying. What's the best battery?
I reckon he's a fan of a car battery.
Right.
Bigger, he's heavy.
Interesting, yeah.
He loves tinkering with them, so I reckon it's that.
I once had to... do you remember? You won't remember. The actor Stratford Johns, right?
Not a clue.
Okay.
What
he,
is that?
No, he was in... he was a great big fat actor, right? He's dead now, but he's a great, great big fat actor. He was a fat tour. Once in... I used to work in a theatre. And I did sound and lighting. One of my jobs was to stand behind, because I was picked because I'm small.
Yeah.
Right, and I was picked to stand on stage behind the actor, the factor, Stratford Johns, right, holding a car battery and a crocodile clip. And at the moment that his big coat had to light up, I had to just clip it onto the car battery. And when he moved across the stage scene, I had to stay basically behind him out of view of the audience.
That is amazing.
Isn't it?
That's like...
It's a showbiz anecdote worthy, I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
If we knew who he was, yes.
Yeah.
But we don't.
There's four people listening to this that know. And I'm one of them.
Yeah, I'm two of them.
Yeah. Anyway, Google it if you want.
I will do.
You know, fine. All right, so look, so tell us about Comedian of the Year, and in terms of when it runs out, has it run out yet, or are you still Comedian of the Year?
Yeah, it's just run out.
Oh,
my permit's run out. So that lad who's now the English Comedian of the Year goes to Australia today.
Oh.
So you can't see him, so you might as well come and see me.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it?
And this is so this is your first hour.
Yeah, though, this was like because when you go up to Edinburgh, so I took it up to Edinburgh. Yeah. And it's such a big deal because everyone's like, oh, do you think you'll get nominated? Or do you think it'll go well? Do you think you'll sell any tickets? Because the average audience is six people.
I know.
In Edinburgh.
That's a tricky beast, isn't it? That?
Yeah.
Did you lose a load of money as well?
Like, no, so I just got my thing free. So you get like a settlement through. And I think the average show costs about 13 grand, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I could buy my hometown.
Yeah.
And
a lot of batteries for that.
Yeah, a lot of batteries. I made a tenner, which I think... is an absolute win.
That is. Yeah. That's a success.
Frame the tenor.
Yeah. So how many did you get? I mean, you did pretty well up there.
Yeah, it sold out.
Yeah.
And I've made a tenor.
Yeah, so come on. You're right. I went to Edinburgh in about... Last time I did Edinburgh, just for 2 weeks, like 2008 or something. I lost about 11 grand.
Yeah, I've got friends who have had to remortgage the house
just
because they didn't write enough jokes.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Well, you've got to pay for all the accommodation. You've got to pay for everything, haven't you?
Yeah, everything's really expensive.
Yeah. So, you've got to write a new one to take to Edinburgh
this
year. Have you got one yet? Have you got a title? That's the most important thing.
So this one now is called Everglow, which meant nothing because they say, do you want to fill in the brochure? And you go, well, I haven't got a show. So you might write the most vague thing.
Yeah.
So my next one's being called Everlong. What's it about? I don't know.
No.
Not a clue.
But now you've got yourself a theme for the future.
Yeah, it's just ever something else.
I mean, no, I don't know why you haven't thought of this, but hello. Ever ready. Batteries.
Oh, it could be the life and times of batteries.
Come on.
That's pretty good.
Ever ready. No?
I didn't know that was a brand of battery.
Ever ready.
You've never been to a pound shop. They sell, you can get like 400 batteries.
Exactly. But,
Good to know. I've learned something today.
Ever ready batteries.
I mean, you can say it as much as you want, mate. I've not heard of it.
I suppose you're with your hoity-toity Duracell, you, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't
know. Ginger battery.
I don't think I could name more than one type of battery, and that was Duracell.
Energizer.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard of that one.
This is a great topic.
Mate, you started it.
It's a shame the show's finishing. We'll have to pick that out tomorrow, because we could...
Sam Delaney can run with this.
Yeah, yeah. Send us battery brands.
Battery
factories.
Good. How many battery brands can you name, then?
Just those three, I think.
Yeah.
And his dad works in battery... Like, how am I supposed to know... Even one.
If
a man who's from a battery family.
That's all he wanted me to be. My granddad was a battery maker.
Yeah. Worked on a battery farm.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they keep batteries in cages that are too small for the batteries to turn around. It's battery cruelty is what it is. Oh, look, we're out of time. Brennan, listen, thanks very much for coming in.
Cheers for having us.
So give us the dates. It starts tonight.
All the way through till Saturday at 8:45 at the Soho Theatre.
At the Soho Theatre. And thence to Edinburgh with you.
And yeah, doing a little tour and then to Edinburgh.
All right, good stuff. Brennan Rees, thank you very much for coming in and giving us battery anecdotes.
Thanks very much.
Right, Sam Delaney is on the way in. He's waving at us through the glass. Look through there.
Talking to that microphone in there, mate. What's coming up?
He'll just tell us. He'll be in. He'll tell us what's coming up on his show. And I imagine he'll be covering the Northern Ireland snap election. Am I right, Sam Delaney?
Northern Ireland snap election. You'll have some of that. Ian Duncan Smith, Funky Dunk's coming back on.
Is he?
You got another question for it? He loved it so much last time that he's coming back for more.
Right, well, last time
last time he domesticated an eagle.
Yeah. We had to ask him his favourite animal. All right, then, let's ask him his second favourite animal.
Great. He's sort of already done that, though, because remember, he said dogs.
Oh, he did, you're right.
And he said, but I like eagles too, but he doubted they could be sufficiently domesticated to live in his massive home.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. All right, favourite fish.
All right, I'll ask him his favourite fish.
Thank you.
We'll do that, and we've also got a magician on, because everyone knows magic on the radio just works.
It's what we provide between 1 and 4 every day.
Exactly.
Right, Sam Delaney with you next, live at Drive. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Brennan, thank you very much for coming in. We'll be... what's on? Have we got anything on tomorrow that we need to throw ahead to? Anyone know? Any of the producers know this?
Susie Ruffles.
Anybody know?
I think.
Anybody
Susie
know?
Ruffle, the comedian. Probably. Susie Ruffles. Anybody?
Cass isn't even listening now. She's just switched off. That's
she's literally not, is she?
She's not
probably
listening.
Susie. Let's just say probably Susie.
Probably
Ruffle.
The comedian Susie Ruffle with us tomorrow, but
maybe
no one's entirely sure. Who knows? And keep your battery anecdotes coming. Right, see you tomorrow. Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.